Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth. Once again, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra live transmission. This is the evening edition of our twice daily broadcast coming to you from the capital city of Biafra land here in Enugu, with the time now standing at 7:03 p.m. in the evening. We welcome all of you by saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially those brave and indomitable Biafrans in the far eastern part of the world. We welcome you to our broadcast, and as it is now customary here, as we start, we also ask you to welcome other people if they are lovers of the truth, if they believe in fact, if they believe in evidence, if they believe in honesty, if they believe in incorruptibility, because this radio station, unlike any other, is the pinnacle of truth. It is the pinnacle of uncompromising approach to the restoration of the full sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. We do not care what people think. It is irrelevant. Absolutely irrelevant. We march on because man did not call us. Chukwa Biama determined that we should come. How many people may disagree with us is absolutely non-existent. It doesn't mean anything to us. It doesn't matter. If my mother and my father decides to do anything against Biafra, they will be in my bad books as well. I want the world to understand what we are doing, that we are not playing games, we are serious. We don't want any country like any hopeless other African country. Biafra will represent a change in the lives of mankind. Biafra, the coming of Biafra, is very, very symbolic and deeply spiritual. That is why evildoers, those that see evil happening and they keep quiet, cannot partake or participate in Biafra. That is what I'm saying. And that is how it's going to stand. You can come with your Nigerian police. You can come with your Nigerian army. You can destroy what we have built. You can gang up all little people, mushroom people, expelled from Radio Biafra. You can huddle together and yap and yap and yap until you're tired. This is Radio Biafra, if you don't know. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of this entire movement worldwide. And by the grace of God, the servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. If you do not like it, go and hang yourself. You think we are joking? We are incorruptible. Drivel can be written. Rubbish can be written. Nowhere in every write-up will you see anybody say, here did they compromise the struggle. But as I'm going to tell you this evening, when I push somebody, I show them where to land. When I mention a name, I will mention how they compromised. I will give you instances and witnesses so you know that there are evil people, vultures wearing the cloak of Biafra, deceiving themselves and the Satan that sent them and not man. These are idiots. They think that 67 to 70 is something now, where you entrust anything you like to any vagabond that comes around. That is rubbish. Bilia is dead and finished. Dead and finished. And tonight, we, whatever requiem mass we have, we bury them. We buried APC in Anambra. And we shall do so to Bilia as well. A bunch of idiots who claim the red law, who don't understand the law. I am not a law student. I am not a legal luminary. But even my 12-year-old son understands that taking the zoo to a law court when the control has expired is the height of folly and foolishness. But you have people fathered by idiots running around saying they're in court. People without shame. You are in court with an expired product. Every expired product is consigned to the dustbin. You throw it away, not take it to court. Ndiara, they claim they know something. Look at idiots running all over the place writing rubbish. You want relevance. You want to use the name of Nnamdi Kanu to gain relevance. You are insane. The more you talk about us, the more people listen to us. When they come here, they understand we preach the truth. And they will stay. Can you tell me what I have done wrong against my country? apart from serve her with everything I have? The answer is no. Therefore, you are nobody, all of you put together. Bunch of criminals. It is because of your lack. That is why Igbo land is like this. A den of criminals. A den of criminals. During our morning meeting today, we said 70%. They said, no, it's 95%. People are very bad because nobody dares to speak the truth. When you speak the truth, a lot idiots jump up from nowhere to talk rubbish. This night, we dismember them. We render them asunder for the rubbish that they are. They want publicity. We give them publicity. It's very cheap. This is Radio Biafra. Everybody is welcome to speak their mind and their opinion. They cannot be us. Before us, there was none like us. Now that we are here, you can try to imitate. You can try all you can to copy what we are doing. There can never be people like us. Long after we are gone, there will never be any other people like us. Never. I say it with every degree of certainty. When you come to a place that is replete with evil and decadence, and you decide to hold your station, believing in the mercy of the Almighty God, believing in the sanctity of this mission to restore Biafra, then indeed, you are one of a kind. That is what we do at the editorial board of Radio Biafra. That is what we will continue to do until Biafra comes. Anybody, if you don't have honesty and truthfulness in you, please don't come close. Don't come close. If you're a typical Igbo man, don't come here. Go somewhere else and be yapping and gossiping. We don't entertain such here. Here we serve our country with all we have. Here we speak the truth and damn and shame the devil. That is what we are going to do tonight. We are going to help them. They want publicity, we give them publicity. But like before, you go there, you uncover their emptiness, their vacuousness, and then you quickly hurry back to where the truth is. Everybody is listening to Radio Biafra right now. If you are on satellite, you're listening to us. By satellite, we mean MOS 5, 17 degrees east. Point your dish there. You will receive us on MyTV Strong Decoder. We are on app as well. We have our own bespoke app, the only people to do so. If you go to Android Play Store, they call it. If you go to BlackBerry World, if you go to iTunes, you will and should be able to download free Radio Biafra app on your smartphone, on your tablet, or any other internet-enabled device that supports this very application. We are also on our principal website, www.radiobiafra.co. We are also on other listening posts. We are on www.biafrarestoration.com. Biafrarestoration.com. We are on biafravoice.com. You can also find us on peopleofbiafra.org. peopleofbiafra.org. We are also on indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. That is who we are. The indigenous people, we have no lawyers representing us. Nobody represents us in court. On the 30th of May of 2014, we came out all over the world to represent ourselves. That's what we did. There is nobody in court anywhere. Are we daft and stupid? The zoo has expired on the 31st of December 2013. How then can we take them to court? There is no lawyer or group of lawyers representing the indigenous people of Biafra. We are the only people answering Biafra at the United Nations. No other person, not Masop, nobody else. They answer Bilie. That is who they answer. We answered at the UN. Indigenous people of Biafra. That is who we are. The first people to place the name Biafra at the United Nations. It is us. Nobody else. Therefore, we are the indigenous people of Biafra. And we have nobody in court representing us. Nobody. Taking an expired product to court, is that not stupidity and foolishness? A bunch of idiots thinking they can do freedom fighting on the cheap. Everybody wants to copy Wazirike. Everybody thinks you can use the name of... That is how they bring their scam into everything they do. Men, I thought we are men of honor. Not knowing these are a bunch of charlatans and fools. I will expose each and every one of you. If you know the one I did, you come and say it. I don't believe in stupid name calling. I will mention incidents and names of those present. What is the problem today? That we said, I told them, I will not allow Rocha Sokoracha into Biafra liberation struggle. Barrister Adolf Emeke Sri, am I lying or not? There are people witness at that very meeting at Bannister House in Hackney. Am I lying? What is the problem between us? I will not accept Rocha Sokoracha over my dead body into Biafran struggle. Did you say that with your mouth or not? I believe in using questions to address people who are lying. Liars and deceivers and cheats. Only question. Go and ask those of them in Bilie. Did you bring Rocha Sokoracha to me or not? What did I say? There were three other witnesses at the meeting. There were five of us. Am I lying or not? I end my case with them. Bunch of charlatans. Bunch of idiots. People expelled from Radio Biafra for treachery and disloyalty. Don't they understand that? Where in this world have you gotten freedom by going to court? Give me an example. The answer is none. But in keeping with black people from Africa who can't reason properly, they have head court. Oh yes, let's go to court. Oh, court, court, court. I'm asking them again. The second question. The first one is, I'm asked them before, did you or did you not? Barrister Mekado of Mekestri, did you or did you not at Bannister House say to me that we should work with Okorocha? What did I tell you at that meeting before I walked out of it? Did I tell you no, we can't work with Rocha Sokoracha or not? The next question is, can you show me a country that got their independence by going to court? The third question is, have you ever seen a group of people take any country to International Court of Justice? Simple question. I don't know why people can't reason. They say, I am arrogant, I'm this. Why wouldn't I be if you cannot ask simple questions? Somebody's taking you to court. You call your lawyer and you ask your lawyer, can you tell me who has ever taken a country to ICJ? Can Bilie take Nigeria to International Court of Justice? The answer is no. Only a country can do that. Only one of the 195 countries in the world can do that. Why then are you deceiving people? This is the problem I have with them. Why can't Igbo people go and do it? Why do you want to deceive people? Now to ask you, why are you lying to people? You know very well that court case cannot get you Biafra. Why are you lying? But anyway, on the abroad, when I told the people before that Igbo people were cursed, they said no, that they don't like the way I speak. I told the people, you became blind. When you see white, you think it's black. You see black, you think it is white. Truth became lies. Lies became truth. That is why you are perambulating all over the place. Cattle rearers in your country, in your own land, raping your women. You can't do anything. Just be yapping and gossiping about on Facebook. A bunch of idiots. Come openly. Come out. Our number is here. If you're strong. And debate me. Three questions now. Did you or did you not ask me to allow Rocha Sokoracha into Biafra? What did I tell you? Face-to-face meeting. Am I lying? Uchemefo was there. Amanachi was there. So also is Dr. Gemba. Am I lying? Ask these people, Natwasi, criminals and vagabonds. They want to come and try the same rubbish by deceiving people. I told them, I will not lie to my country. I will not. Instead of me to lie to Biafra, I will close Radio Biafra down. Impossible. I can never lie to our people. Impossible. And they know it very well. That is why they are snapping all over the place. Idiots who cannot debate. People who don't understand the definition of religion. These are the people I am going to discuss Biafra with. A bunch of fools. Owasiluke has made a disgrace of himself and mashed up his court into three factions. As we speak tonight, do you know how angry Masop members are over what Owasiluke did? We know the woman that led the assault on our senator. Do you know how angry ordinary Masop members are this very evening? People don't know this, do they? And a bunch of idiots are writing a disclaimer. I'm going to read it in full because when people criticize me, I also bring it to public attention. And I dissect it line by line. That is why they're afraid. Let them come out now and debate me. They'll write rubbish and they'll run away. Come in the open now. Our number is here. And debate me. so I can sink you. Three questions and you disappear like the liars you are, all of you together. The number for them to call tonight, they should go on Facebook and say, we are going to write or phone in. The number for you to call is +234 8100 904 599. +234 8100 904 599. That is the number to call. If you are brave enough, we are on Skype, Radio Biafra. That is all. Add us and then you can call. We take your call and we debate it. Not people hiding their numbers, talking rubbish. What have you done? So you didn't have a 30th of May worldwide. When I was traveling all over the world, they said Nnamdi Kanu is always traveling. He's everywhere. But on the 30th of May, you saw what my traveling around the world did. The whole world rose to remember Biafra. So you think we just get up and do something without thinking about it? Everything we do, we consider it, we debate it left, right, and center. And then we come to a conclusion. And that conclusion is that our march is irreversible. Those of them you see grumbling, we banned them from Radio Biafra London. We said to them, you are charlatans, you don't belong here. They ganged up with a bunch of idiots. Everybody thinks their ideas will have to be carried. No, it doesn't work like that. If you present a very foolish idea, we won't carry it. And anybody you say no to their idea, they get upset. They start running around as typical Igbo men. That is what they do. They gossip and they run around. They perambulate, and after a while, they come to their senses. They know we are not going to change. And I welcome their useless side talk and sniping. That tells us those of them who are weak inside us. That is how we know now. Those of you who are weak amongst us, who cannot ask simple questions. Whenever somebody sends you an inbox or calls you on the phone, say to that very person, please, why don't you come out in the open? Ask them, did Rocha Sokorocha, is Rocha Sokorocha part of Bilie or not? Do you know how he is part of Bilie? That is Bishop Enyoha. Who is Bishop Enyoha? Who put Bishop Enyoha in the Supreme Council of Elders? Did I approve it? Who put Enyoha there? Who is Enyoha? You know where they go and ask who he is. Then all your eyes will clear overnight. You think we don't know what we are doing? They are writing a disclaimer. Some of you are with the federal government of the Zoological Republic trying to make friends with them. Of course, like Masop now working for Federal Republic of Nigeria. Isn't that very funny? These are freedom fighters. And when you speak the truth, idiots jump from anywhere and say, oh, unity. Unity back walk. I don't unite with criminals and idiots who can't reason properly. Go and ask simple questions. Which country became free through the law court? Do you have the right to take the zoo to International Court of Justice? Why did you suggest that Rocha Sokorocha be allowed to join the Biafra movement? Three questions and they disappear. Only three questions I have for them. Mad people. I don't want to go into all the legal niceties of the merit of the case or not, but the zoo has expired. Do you agree that Nigeria has expired? Where have you seen somebody take an expired product to court before? Expiry means expired. In English language, the life has come to an end. You are in the law court and there are mad people who claim they are sensible, right? Again, you want to draw attention to yourselves. You want to be popular by tagging our name to the rubbish that you're writing. Somehow you think if you write about Radio Biafra, the world will read it and say, oh, who are these people? Let us go and meet them. They will go there. They will discover that you are laughable and they will come back to where they started from. We don't compromise on the truth. That is not something we're about to do anytime soon. They said I could not come home to broadcast. If you come home, we will do this, we will do that. They are based in Owerri. Is Owerri the capital of Biafra? Or was Rike in Okwe? Is Okwe the capital of Biafra? We are in Enugu. Radio Biafra is in Enugu, the capital city of Biafra land that men and women died to defend as their capital. We built our cenotaph in Enugu. Radio Biafra is broadcasting from Enugu. Our headquarters is in Enugu. So what is the problem? Those of them yapping, okay, what is the problem then? You know where? Is it the capital of Biafra land? The answer is no. These are charlatans and criminals. Of course, Owasrike succeeded in deceiving all of you. The 2% of you with still your brains intact. These ones want to dig it out with legal law case. Law, legal case. You're taking Nigeria in the YouTube FCH/120/apostrophe C. Rubbish. Nonsense. Is that how you get your freedom? So when Lugard came here, Lugard took us to court in the case of Britain versus Biafra in a law court, in Her Majesty's court. When Lugard built or formed this hopeless entity called Nigeria, did he go to court? Did Lugard get visa to come here? These are the things we expect you to argue. Since Lugard did not get anybody's permission to form Nigeria, since there was no permission granted to them or any visa given to them to come in here, Nigeria is null and void. Null and void. I didn't go to law school, but I know law more than all of you put together who claim that I'm below human rights. You are a human rights group. You campaign. As Onwuka has been taken to Abuja, you file a court case to defend Onwuka. Then we understand what you're doing. Then we support you. Onwuka has been taken to Abuja. What are you saying about it? You're writing a disclaimer. Use that time to write a petition so that we can take them to court to go and free Onwuka Benjamin, Onwuka, our brother. That is what is important, not the rubbish, your nonsense you're writing all the time. People without shame. Shameless people. Any day you develop shame, then you can come close. Who knows, you may even discuss Biafra. What is Bilie? It's dead and buried. And you could look at envy because we are doing well and you're not. You think, oh, let us try and write something to see if we can draw attention to ourselves. You cannot be us now. Now you have seen what radio broadcast looks like. That is not easy. It is not easy. If you're not called by Chukwu Abiyama, you can't do it. It's like asking me to go and fix a car. I can't fix it. But there are those born in this very land with natural talent to fix cars. Even if they are not trained mechanics, they can do it. That is the thing. Same thing with Radio Biafra, my dear people. Chukwu Abiyama said we should come. All of us serving our country. And we came. And that is why anything we touch turns into gold. Not by anything we are doing that is so special, but because Chukwu Abiyama is our God. And it is to him and only him that every honor and glory, every praise, every blessing, every adoration, every uplifting of name belongs to. And no other. Chukwu Abiyama, Chukwu Okike. That is our God and whom we bow down before and worship, and not man. You can worship the federal government of the Zoological Republic. That is your business. As for us, we have nothing to do with them. Nothing. Nothing. Apart from obey where it is necessary, all the strictures associated with occupation. We are under occupation. That is something you must know. You claim you are a human rights group. None of your members has been arrested. But you obey Nigerian law, yes? If you're obeying Nigerian law, how can you be arrested? I don't understand it. You obey the laws of Nigeria. Yes, you say you are law-abiding Nigerians. Then how can you be arrested? Have you seen any freedom fighting done anywhere in the world where the oppressed people like Biafrans obeyed the laws of the oppressors? Not even Martin Luther King. Not even Mahatma Gandhi. Nowhere in the history of humanity did the people get their freedom by obeying the laws of those people who are oppressing them. Before people start yapping rubbish, there is a difference between independence and freedom, please. Very, very important. Scotland is seeking independence, not freedom. There is a difference between the two. Consult your dictionary or you Google them both. Then they will tell you. We have spent 18 years studying Biafra. That is because of the mindset of our people. That is why we spent time studying Biafra. And that is what we have done. So that when they come up with all this nonsense, we can destroy it. Three simple questions. Did you or did you not ask me face to face that Rocha Sokorocha be part of us? What did I tell you? Face to face meeting. Is that true or false? Even before you finish that one and you go to the next one, you are not aware that the zoo has expired. What are you doing in court? Which country in the world has gotten their independence through by going to court? Which country? Name one. Or are we guinea pigs? Third and finally, how can you deceive people by saying you're going to International Court of Justice when you know fully well that the statutes of the International Court of Justice clearly stipulates that only countries can bring cases before them, not a group, not an NGO, which you are? Why are you lying to people, deceiving people? Here on Radio Biafra, we tell people what we can do, what we can't do. We know that we can't commence action now without weapons. We come on the air to say it now. It's not very good, but we said it because we can't lie. We cannot pretend to be something we are not. I can't do it. If you want to do freedom fighting by propaganda and lies, you're welcome to do it. Not me, I will not do it. I will tell our people the truth. If they like, let them accept it. If they like, let them throw it away. But the truth must be spoken. Because here, truth is life. It is because you've been speaking the truth. That is why everything we have been doing up until now and yonder will continue to be successful. Thank you very much. That is a very brief statement I wish to make. I shall go into it a lot further as we proceed. Our lines are here. They will open in a short while. If the barrister wishes to join us, please come through to us on the office line, which is +234 909 466 5824. On the studio line itself, if you want to join us, because our program is live and interactive, if you speak in one country, they will hear your voice in another. It's +234 810 094 599. All these APC members, Hausa political party, APC members, useless people without shame. You are doing freedom fighting and you are serving Nigeria at the same time. I'm going to release Ogwazulike's video now. I'll release it. You will see him taking money from PDP politician in Imo State. Live and direct. Open to everybody. You will see what they're doing in your name. People without shame. People without shame. Show me a freedom fighter that actually went and actively campaigned for the political party of his oppressors. Only Igbo men. So some the Igbo. They don't understand freedom fighting. You go to court, you file a paper. You're asking, you are praying for this and praying for that. Go and pray for Benjamin Onwuka to be released. That's more important than all this rubbish. Anyway, this is Radio Biafra. By way of headline this very day, what is more important to us is the fate of our dear brother Benjamin Onwuka, who was arrested. He has been moved to Abuja. Moved to Abuja from Enugu. Benjamin Onwuka, they have arrived in Abuja. They are no longer in Enugu. They've been taken there. Because all the efforts we made here to rally our people around. Our soldiers are here. Everybody kept complaining that if we start any action, we need to sustain it. And therefore, any action to bring out Benjamin Onwuka will have to precipitate us continuing the action until Biafra comes. But the weapons are not there to do it. That's why we allowed him to be moved to Abuja. If not, we would have brought him out here. But the weapons we are lacking. That is why we need weapons, and we need it very, very quickly to be able to do our work. Simple as that. Also, we are reporting today that the extradition of the person that killed us in Abuja, Sudanese people have halted it because an emir from the Mohammedan Emirate of the North told the Sudanese government not to extradite this very killer, terrorist mastermind, Oguche. Aminu Sadiq is his name, not even Oguche. Aminu Sadiq. We are also reporting today that the agenda they have, which is the Millennium Development Goal, has been missed. This news was covered in the morning. We are also reporting today that the disbanded Supreme Council of Elders, we created it. We disbanded it because it wasn't functioning very well. It was used as a platform to promote APC. It was used as a platform to serve under interest away from the pursuit of the sovereignty and the freedom of Biafra. That is why it was disbanded. It doesn't exist. It only exists for a group of people, a human rights group that calls themselves Bilie Human Rights Initiative. Supreme Council of Elders is only serves Bilie. They do not work for the indigenous people of Biafra. We have our Elders Advisory Council, not any other supreme body. They do not exist. We are the ones registered at the UN. They don't exist. They are finished. Anybody referring to them as their elder, that is your business. They are not my elder, not for the indigenous people of Biafra. No. These disbanded people, Bilie and APC's public outcry and disclaimer. They wrote a disclaimer against me and Radio Biafra. I will read it during the news in detail. I'll read it because if you say anything bad about us, we also read it, you know. So that because we don't hide anything here. If we are guilty, you judge. If we are innocent, you also judge us. Feel our pains. Our children are dying of hunger in Borno due to Boko Haram. Chieftaincy tussle tears in Giges community apart. The hopeless zoo Nigeria must not break. PDP is warning opposition. As other people are preparing for the eventual breakup of the zoo, others are busy working for Nigeria. The same thing as Ikiwedi, isn't it? Other people are there obeying the Nigerian laws. Oh, let us obey the law of Nigeria. Let us be good citizens so they won't arrest you. Are they begging you? No, they're begging Boko Haram. Are Boko Haram obeying the law? The answer is no. But anything they want, they give them. You're obeying the law. Freedom fighting by Igbo men. Rubbish. Boko Haram is a serious war. Now they know Chief of Air Staff, Air Marshal Adesola Amusu, is saying that Boko Haram is a serious war. There is war going on here in the zoo that most of us do not understand. The Sultan of Sokoto meets President Goodluck Jonathan over Sanusi. And also the United States of America has placed a bounty of $18 million on Boko Haram splinter group's leader and three others. This is what you call, they're cheap terrorists. We don't like terrorism. We don't like it. And now the news in detail before we open our lines for your calls. The leader of the Biafra Zionist Federation, Mr. Benjamin Onwuka, and 12 members of his group were arrested last week following a failed attempt to seize the Enugu State Broadcasting Service, ESBS, have been transferred to the force headquarters in Abuja for further investigation. The Enugu State Commissioner of Police, Mr. Abubakar Mohammed, who disclosed this in Enugu, said after the arraignment of the suspects, they were moved to Abuja, where they are currently undergoing further interrogation. Onwuka and members of the pro-Biafra group had, in the early hours of Thursday, June 5, 2014, invaded the premises of Enugu State government-owned radio station in an attempt to make a broadcast of their intention to reawaken the defunct Republic of Biafra. A police sergeant and a BZF member were killed in the incident, while 13 members of the group were arrested. The state police commissioner had said that members of the pro-Biafra group that invaded the radio station were on a mission to take over the government of Enugu State and cause crisis in the state. The commissioner, who gave details of what the group did at the station, said when they went to the ESBS, they got entrance into the studio and wanted them to give them access to make a live broadcast to the people of Nigeria. Onwuka is in Abuja now. He's been taken over there. He's there. That is what we should be fighting, to draw world attention to his plight and to work towards his release. That is what is important. The extradition of the mastermind of the April 14, 2014 bombings of Nyanya Abuja Motor Park that claimed the lives of about 100 people, Aminu Sadiq Oguche, might take longer than expected. For now, it has hit the rock. This is because the Sudanese government was said to have refused to cooperate with the Nigerian officials in their effort to extradite the suspect. By extradition, it means bringing him back from Sudan to the zoo. It was learned that Sudan's refusal to extradite Oguche followed the alleged intervention of a powerful Nigerian in one of the traditional institutions in Nigeria. He was said to have moved in to stop the extradition of Oguche using the instrumentality of his alma mater, the African International University in Sudan. An emir from the Mohammedan Emirate of the North, a Hausa Fulani person, stepped in and told his connections at the Africa International University in Sudan to impress upon the Sudanese government not to extradite somebody that murdered a lot of people. It is left for you to tell us who that emir is. The emir went to this very school, Africa International University in Sudan. They have stopped the extradition of a mass murderer. Sudan is an Islamic country. Sudan is where the southern Sudanese people carved out their country from. For those of you who do not know, Sudan was also colonized by the British. Not surprising, is it? Not surprising. We continue. We are also reporting today that the disbanded Supreme Council of Elders, Bilie and APC's public outcry and disclaimer on Nnamdi Kanu and Radio Biafra London. This is what they wrote. Suit number FHC/0OW/CS/192/2013. This is the suit number. I don't know what suit number has got to do with Biafra. May God help us. We continue. Bilie Human Rights Initiative, representing indigenous people of Biafra versus Federal Republic of Nigeria. We are making it very, very clear. We are going to issue a rebuttal to this rubbish. that Belier does not represent the indigenous people of Biafra. The indigenous people of Biafra, we are not in court with Nigeria because Nigeria has expired, unless they're telling us that the zoo hasn't expired, but it has. The defendants in the above named suit, pending in the Federal High Court of Owerri, Nigeria, and the general public and members of the international community, are hereby put on notice that Mr. Nnamdi Kanu and Radio Biafra London and all indigenous people of Biafra who have followed him in rebellion and disobedience to the order and directives of the Supreme Council of Elders of Indigenous People of Biafra are not acting on behalf of or by the authority of Belier Human Rights Initiative and the Supreme Council of Elders of the Indigenous People of Biafra. Then why are we reading this? They have said it now. Are we part of Belier? The answer is no. Are we part of the Supreme Council of Elders? The answer is no. So what is this rubbish about? Are we members of Belier? The answer is no. So what is this nonsense? They are trying to draw attention to themselves. Let us see if they will expose their behind in the process. The official radio station for all indigenous people of Biafra under the leadership of the Supreme Council of Elders is the Voice of Biafra, which can be found at their web. Oh, it is about publicity. Okay. They want to use this thing to gain publicity. And all those Igbo men who are corrupt and disgruntled, where they can go and claim they are Biafra for one day and then go back and be Nigerian. Is that what this whole nonsense is all about? I thought it was something very serious. Okay. They want to draw attention to say that they have, okay. It is no longer Biafra Voice International. They have changed the name. They have changed the name. Ewo. To Voice of Biafra. I can see that. There is no problem. That is their official radio. Okay. No more BVI. It is now VOB. Very soon it will be COV and VBIC. Mad people. You will try and see if you will succeed. So that is, please don't worry yourselves. They are trying to draw attention. There isn't anything here. They said we are rebellious, that we are violent, but we are in freedom fighting. Nelson Mandela was rebellious. Nelson Mandela was violent. Martin Luther King was rebellious. Mahatma Gandhi was rebellious. Aung San Suu Kyi was rebellious. You cannot be a freedom fighter and be obeying the laws of the country. Are they well at all? These are the freedom fighters, you know. Oh, God. Maybe, I don't know. Igbo men are not meant to do freedom fighting. Seriously. It's only if you're a Biafran. Freedom fighting. In the history of Igbo people, have they ever done any freedom fighting before? The answer is no. The answer is no. But Biafrans have. They have fought for their freedom. Any day you sit down and understand the historical and spiritual significance of the Declaration of Biafra on the 30th of May 1967, you will begin to understand what I'm saying. Biafrans fought a war, not Igbo. Igbo has never fought a war before of this magnitude. Biafrans did. And I am a Biafran. That is who I am. Not Belier member. Belier is a simple collection of two lawyers and their group. They thought of a scheme to take the zoo to court. Yes, we did not ask you to go to court to go and ask for independence. We asked you to go to court to establish a case in law that Biafra has a right to exist, for the court to recognize it. Nothing more, nothing less. Now it is the legal method. We are using a legal method, being obedient and serving the zoo. What utter rubbish is that? You think we are daft? You can gossip all you. Do you think it bother? It doesn't bother me now. I'm reading it because our editors put it here that I should read. That's why I'm reading it. If not, I won't bother reading it. It's nonsense now. If you're strong, you pick up the phone and you call us. Or you call a debate anywhere, anytime. They will record it and put it in the public domain. Three questions and you unravel. I don't believe in talking too much when it comes to such issues. Only three questions and your scam will be up there for all the world to see. All the idiots clustering around the day, we are expelled from the... Welcome back, wonderful people of Biafra. Contact with the world. They took the light and for that reason, we went off air. They took the light. They took the light. Very, very sad, isn't it? That is why we are in the zoo. That is why we are doing everything humanly possible to remove ourselves from it. And we must continue to do so until Biafra comes. That is why we don't intend to relent. That is why we don't intend to do anything else apart from seek for the honor of our blessed land, Biafra. We must welcome you back wherever you are. This is Radio Biafra Live Transmission. We must continue to do so. There was no light. They took the light. So we have to switch to generator as usual. In case you wonder where some of the money goes to. It goes to making sure that we pay for all the things we need to bring this live transmission to you every blessed day. All the idiots who are perambulating, all the fools who are gathering themselves together, all you can do is to talk. You can't do anything. We are in Enugu. Where are you? Where are you? Please let us continue and say and do what is right for our people and not dwell too much on this, on tittle-tattle. They want to draw attention to themselves. People who are compromised in APC. People in APC. Are you people in APC or not? Do you support APC candidates or not? Yes or no? A collection of idiots. We continue. Some children whose parents fled from Boko Haram attacks on their communities to hideouts on the mountains and caves in the Gwoza local government area in Borno State have died as a result of hunger and malnutrition. Boko Haram insurgents have surrounded mountains and caves where hundreds of fleeing villagers are hiding following persistent attacks on border communities such as Gwoza, Agapalagu, Dushwale, Ngoshe, and Ashigashiwa, all in Gwoza local government area of Borno State. Other villages affected by the Boko Haram onslaught include Atagara, Aganjara, Agapalawa, Amudo, Pulka, Alaho, Aboko, and Asgashiga. My dear Lord, such names. Over 150 persons have been killed in the attacks in the last 2 weeks, leaving property worth several billions of naira razed. Over 1,000 people have also been displaced following the persistent invasions of communities in Gwoza local government area. Some of the displaced villagers who ran for their lives fled and took refuge in mountains and caves for safety. Isn't it funny that the same fate that befell Biafran children is now afflicting some of them in the north, if this investigation is to be believed, that they are dying out of malnutrition? Everybody, this is a lesson for Wazirike and for Bilie, all of you serving APC and Nigeria, using the name of Biafra to associate with the zoo, obeying your Nigerian laws, but all of you coming out to attack genuine Biafrans, but you, all of you obeying Nigerian law, yes? Serving Nigeria. This is a warning to all of you. Anybody with their hand, anybody who lifts their finger against the children of God, the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, answering to Biafrans wherever they are, something is coming to you. Look at the news here in Borno. If somebody said to them that the same fate you visited upon poor Biafran kids between 67 and 70 shall befall you, they would say no. But today, children are dying of malnutrition in Borno. The same people that killed Biafran children. I feel sorry for all of you. All you conspirators jumping up and down, lying and deceiving yourselves and not me. Shame will befall all of you. Shame. One after the other. Mark my words somewhere. It is going to happen. Go to Masop this evening. They are divided down the middle. You don't know this? Those of them who are upset with Wazirike, go and ask Wazirike, how many Masop members are in support of you destroying their cenotaph? A cenotaph that remembered dead Masop members. You don't know what is happening here. We will tell you. The peaceful community of Aloyini Demili South local government area of Anambra State has been thrown into crisis following alleged connivance of some government officials with few natives of the community to enthrone a monarch against the customs and wishes of the people. We don't have monarchs in Biafra and Bikono. We don't have all these nonsense monarchs. These are warrant chiefs. These are village heads. There are no monarchs because we are a republic. We are republicans by nature. We don't have kings, for goodness sake. Our king is Chukwuabiamah in heaven. Entrenching a monarch. What useless monarch is that? Ahead of 2015 presidential election, the national leadership of the PDP has warned the APC, the same party of Bilie Humara's initiative, and other opposition groups to note that Nigeria was heading for what he termed the most trying election and should espouse that the present democracy does not break, just as he stressed like the previous elections, 2015 will come and go. They are saying that the zoo will break up on or before next year. You know how we love the Americans here. We want their prediction to come through that 2015 will be the end of the zoo. Nobody will come to save the zoo. The Chief of Air Staff Air Marshal Adesola Amusu has said that the Boko Haram insurgency is a serious war and as such requires officers and soldiers who can think out of the box to win the battle. He asked Nigerians not to sympathize with the military in its campaign against insurgents, but to pray for them because they are trained to fight. There is full-scale war going on here. When ours was happening, they did not report it, but we are helping them. We are being nice to them by reporting it that there is a full-scale war going on here. 5 days after he was installed as the emir of Kano, former governor of the Central Bank of Nigeria gained access to the palace for the first time yesterday. The emir who had made the Kano State Government House his home on account of the occupation of the palace by policemen made his way to the palace in a triumphant entry soon after leading the Jumat prayers and on the seventh day of Fidua, or is it Fidao prayer, for the late emir Alhaji Adebayoro. In his sermon at the prayers, the new emir sued for peace and unity among Muslims and Christians and the generality of Nigerians. This is the same man that killed a Christian, Gideon Akaloka, and cut off his head, for some of you who do not know. The United States yesterday posted $18 million in reward for the capture of Khalid al-Bamawi, leader of Ansaru, a splinter group from Boko Haram, and 3 other African militants. For those of you who don't know, Khalid al-Bamawi was the leader who was excluded from the original Jonathan's amnesty in order to prove to the world that he is a genuine terrorist. He went and bombed Sabongiri for the second time. That was what killed a whole family from Agwata that was brought home and buried. This is the man. Very soon now, he will buy his own Hilux if he doesn't have one already, courtesy of the very weak and useless Jonathan. Very, very weak and useless Jonathan. That is the news for today. We don't want to continue any further. We want to open the lines for our people to call. If you want to call, please endeavor to turn down your system. If you want to call us, try as much as you can to ensure that you speak. When you hear my voice, the number to call, as always, remains +234 8100 904 599. I repeat, +234 8100 904 599. Our Skype line is also open. Very simply, Radio Biafra, that is all. You add us to Skype and we will be able to take your call. Our lines are open and you are at liberty to call Radio Biafra on this very day, the 14th day of June in the year of our Lord 2014, the sixth month, I must say, following the expiration of the Zoological Republic. I thought we had our first caller there for a minute, but maybe the line was not faithful after all. Our lines are open and you are more than welcome to call us. If you call us, we shall take your call, of course. That is what we are here to do. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Thank you, Director.
Thank you.
This is Ejiofor. Ejiofor Alisigwe, I'm calling from London.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Yeah, I'm from Okigwe, Imo State. And Biafra land.
Which part of London are you in? Are you at the meeting or not?
No, unfortunately not. But I did speak with this guy, Uche, a day or two. I think a day before yesterday, telling him that I won't be able to make it because it would be my first time. So, I couldn't make it, but I promise him I will do whatever I can to make sure I pay my dues and whatever is required of me.
Thank you very much. So, but your presence at the meeting is also very, very important. You must endeavor to attend meetings. It's very, very important.
Yes, I will make sure I do that, in due course.
Okay. Go ahead.
Thank you so much for everything you've said. In fact, it's a religion to me. It's a gospel. I am I'm over the moon. Hearing how you disseminate the news, how you tear all these people apart. They need to be taught a lesson, one by one, each one of them, which is our people starting. And then we get over to the House of Fulani. The rampaging they are doing in our land cannot be tolerated. And I promise you, I spoke to you last night, actually, and you sent me the bank details, which I will use shortly. And I can promise you that I will do whatever I can to pay my own dues, because this rubbish will stop. We are not begging anyone. We are not kneeling down to no one, not to Hausa, not to Fulani, not to anybody under the planet. We are Biafrans, and we are created Biafrans. We were there before everybody else, before the zoo was created, like you said. So, whatever they are doing, I read the news you just read about yourself and Radio Biafra. I was telling my wife, I said, look at this bunch of nincompoops. A man who called himself Dr. Ikedife, whatever. And all his qualifications all lined up. I said, look. Even this, an elder, a very old man, judging from the picture I was looking at online. I said to my wife, you see, this is the problem we have. That a man who should know, that does not know, then what do you expect a child to do? And my wife was saying, she watching your talk, I mean, she thinks you fell down from heaven. And I said to him, quite rightly so, because you speak the truth. And with the truth, we are going to get what we want. It is there. It is ours. We are not begging anyone. We just want the world to know what is going on. We want to defend ourselves. We are being slaughtered by the House of Fulani. So, in that case, whatever we do, defending ourselves should not be blamed on us, because we are human beings as well. So I thank you very much. And I can tell you, all these things they said, they're going to do, it's coming from every angle, giving the House of Fulani a 24-hour Arewa TV, sponsored by the Americans. All of them in Nigeria, in the northern Nigeria. I'll tell you, the probability is that these people did not go there to look for any girls, because there is no missing girls in the first place. They went there to train these people, practice how to combat the imagine Biafrans, which is us. And nobody is going to stop us, because Chukwu Abiyama is our God.
Of course, now.
I thank you, Director.
Thank you, my dear brother.
I will lay my life any day, any minute. Any time. I do come home regularly.
We are here.
Although, yes, I do come home regularly, and I know what is going there.
I'm grateful.
I know what is going on. If you are not lucky, you get shot on the road, because you have checkpoints from here to here, from there to there, every mile, every half a mile, every quarter. You have policemen, you have the soldiers, you have mobile police, you have customs. How can you have all these people along the road? In Biafra land, you don't see that in the north. You don't see that in the southwest. It's only when you come to Biafra land that you see all these things. They take money from us and they shoot us too.
Do you know that when you're approaching a checkpoint, you don't know what is going to happen? You don't know if you're going to be alive to continue or not. Nobody quite knows.
Exactly.
I'm telling you. You don't know if you're approaching a checkpoint. Heaven knows. You don't know if you're going to make it alive to the other side or not. Especially when you're traveling alone. Imagine driving alone, surrounded by Hausa Fulani men with AK-47 under the sun.
They shoot you and dump you and said you were a criminal. That's what they're going to do, and everybody will believe it. Nobody tells our story. But now we are telling it of ourselves, and we are telling it as it is. So let the world know what is going on in the zoo. That this time around, we are come prepared. We are very, very prepared. And there's no letting down. No, there's no two ways about it. Because our mothers, our sisters, and they've been raped, they've been violated. They've been torn apart in our farms. We cannot go to farms anymore. What is happening in the circle is despicable. I mean, how come they be, are there men living there now?
Exactly.
Can they keep quiet?
No, they said, when I speak about expelling the Hausa Fulani people, those of them using the name Biafra to serve Nigeria.
When he said in was it 2009 or 2000 when you went to inspect and he was calling you a boy, when this boy he went to the Zoo River and you said you were about the blah 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 and you saw peasants, Hausa peasants there under the bridge, and you were chasing them, two of you were chasing them, that they're going to blow down the bridge because they're Boko Haram and all that. This is what they are fighting in Nigeria. He equated you with the Boko Haram.
We will be worse than Boko Haram.
This is despicable. How can somebody write that? People don't say the truth in that zoo.
How can they say the truth? These are Yoruba people answering Igbo names. Sometimes they go and they clone an Igbo name. And this nonsense that was written was not written by Ike Edife. Anyway, it's not him. That is what they have been doing. They sit down in London, they concoct rubbish, and they put Ike Edife's signature and his name, which is forgery, and say Ike Edife said, because they know I have a soft spot for Ike Edife. They know that very, very well. Who brought Ike Edife to them? It was me. I brought Ike Edife to them. Mad people. Mad people. Let us go to Skype and take this very call. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, my director. Good afternoon, good morning, there, good evening.
Thank you very much. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Ifani Chukwu Andrew Owa. I'm calling from Port of Spain, Trinidad and Tobago, my director.
Thank you. From Trinidad and Tobago, you are welcome to the program. Please go ahead.
Yes, my director, I thank all the people in this Biafra. I thank you. I decided to call because my spirit is awake this afternoon. I am not actually happy. I decided I called the day we had our march on the 30th of May, and since then I have been listening and knowing what is happening. But today I am forced to call you. Honestly, my director, I am not happy because of the pressure people are putting you into. The pressure for you to compromise and consider Roger Sokoracha to join our struggle, and other people, even Wazulike, because why he cannot join is because he has already denounced us. But director, I am standing today to tell you that any day I listen to Radio Biafra, you said that the editorial board of Radio Biafra are considering that Roger Sokoracha is genuine. We are considering to that day I will know that the end of Radio Biafra has come. I will never stand and I will never be alive to see that man join our struggle. That day, I will be on Facebook and anywhere writing that this our struggle is fake. This man betrayed the only party Ojukwu founded. This man, Roger Sokoracha, betrayed the Abga party. After gaining access to Abga, winning the governorship in Abga, this man betrayed Abga by joining APC. APC, who is the problem? The party is the problem in Nigeria today, joining and betraying his brothers. How then did my people know that if Roger Sokoracha today joined this, he's going to tear us apart? One, he will hand you over to Nigerian government and betray you. He will betray you and he will make sure that we do not exist. That is why, and I believe he's using some people to try to see if they can tear your heart. Delay or whatever you call him, I believe I call them bunch of fools and charge and bail lawyers who do not even have work. Any lawyer that is practicing in Nigeria, especially the Igbos, I have met them several times when I want to register my business. I have met them. They are a bunch of criminals and fools looking for a way to get money from people. I tell you the truth. I am telling you now. They are a bunch of fools. They are hungry lawyer looking for money, looking for this. I believe in your cause. I remember one time when I called you some time ago, I was even begging that can't you try and unite these people, all these struggle and mass up and the Nazareth movement. I remember what you told me, my director. You said that you have actually contacted this, our Zionic movement, leader, what is his name? I don't know his name now.
Benjamin Amuka, Benjamin.
Yeah, you told me that you have sent somebody, tried to attempt to join this our struggle, but he wants to be a master of his own. I am surprised now that you are having remorse for him. Let him die as long as I care. He knows our movement. But he wants to act and say the glory. He knows that I saw in YouTube when he put Biafra and the U.S. flag and what is the name? And an Israeli flag and said that 5,000 Biafrans have been killed in Israel. Bunch of lies. I remember somebody asking you that same question and you said that is lie. How come you are having remorse for this man now, telling that our brother has been taken to Abuja? When he knows our struggle, he needs to at least get himself equipped and join the moving train that when we start, we will be unstoppable. How come now you are compromising and saying, oh God, they are taking our brother to Abuja and whatever? You must not have a remorse. He did not fight for us. He wasn't in our struggle. So he is the only self. Where are the 5,000 men that he sent to Israel to come and fight for him? Why are these things is our brother? Any of the movement that does not want to join us, whatever they see, they should get. Whatever they see, they should get.
Yes.
I read in Facebook today when somebody was trying to ask question, one of the people attackers, saying that where were the soldiers when they attack our monument? That is the question. That is something debate going on now on Earth.
You see, the thing about our people is and most of our people are deaf. They don't listen. If they listen very carefully, we will tell them what happened. The Nigerian government came. Owazuike called them. The Nigerian police, we are standing in front with a bunch of hired thugs and hoodlums to destroy our monument. They said that their target was me, to try to incarcerate me so that all of you will become demoralized. They said that their target is not just the monument, but to seek us to kill anybody from the Nigerian police so that our ground will be sealed off because there is a murder investigation going on. They don't understand it. That was what happened. That is why they never came at night. That was why they never attacked us at night. They came with Nigerian police. If we kill a Nigerian policeman there, when we are not ready, cannot sustain the war for the next 6 months, we will be stopped in what we are doing. We want to commence action and then it starts until we get Biafra, not halfway. Our weapons are not big enough to be able to sustain any campaign for a long period of time. It's as simple as that. We made it very clear to them. They think that they are very clever, but we are more clever than them. That was exactly what happened. Are we children to start a war and then run out of bullets and then start scavenging for bullets? The answer is no. That is why we are raising money. We will raise this $8 million with which we will equip ourselves to fight for the next 6 months and beyond. It's as simple as that. They must understand it. Most of them do not understand. That was why they have failed before. I studied Biafra for 18 years. I know their tactics, what they are planning, how they intend to attack, and when. We knew when they were coming. We saw what they were doing. They lost people in the process. The reason why was because the decision was taken. If we kill anybody at our cenotaph during the daylight, Nigerian police will come and seal it off and say there is investigation going on. We will never be able to finish it. But now that they have finished all their rubbish and gone, with what we are doing, we will rebuild our cenotaph. And then the security will be a lot more stronger, because by then we will have enough guns and ammunition to defend it forever, if need be. That is how you plan a war, and that is how you win it.
I thank you very much, my director, for this explanation. And I hope the Judas and the stupid people, the betrayers of Biafra, are listening and listen to your explanation. Yesterday, my director, I engaged a man, a British man here, who is a British, but I think he's, a British Judaism. And 2 hours I stood him up. I met him in grocery. We were talking. He asked me where I come from. I was explaining. And he, because I told him I'm a Biafran, he was trying to deny that he never knew that place. But when I opened up, he was the one now telling me about Biafra War in 1976, telling me everything. I said, man, his wife was shocked because his wife is not British. And I told him, I even gave him the website he should Google and make everything, that actually that even the British denied us and are against us. Do you know what this man asked me? He said he's aware of everything. I don't know, I believe he's a diplomat here or whatever. He said that he's not a Christian. If I'm a Christian, I ask him. He said, if now we are allowed to be given our freedom, can we turn from Christianity to Judaism? I said, go. 100%. That I will be in front, that all I care is the freedom of my people. That I want it. He said, are you sure what you are saying? He said, yeah. He said, he will contact me either today or tomorrow. I'm still looking at him. He said, you know, people to meet and whatever. And I said, if you allow that I should come to their temple, I said, no, do your first part first. Do your part. So that I, myself, will play my own part. That I will speak to my director today and tell him what you said. That is what he said. That is what he told me. And I believe that his action will come out strongly. Because honestly, I am dying and actually evangelizing here every day. Whosoever I meet, I don't care who you are. Where are you from? I said, I'm from Biafra. Where is that place in the war? I said, explaining. They said, oh. I said, all those movies you are watching, all these things, they are Biafrans. They are not even Nigerians that act those things. You call it in this thing. That Nigerians are held us hostage and captive for over years, decades.
Of course.
And whenever I speak, people see me talk.
You but must. I don't doubt what you can do. I don't doubt it. Thank you very much, my dear brother. We must welcome other people into this very conversation. Please, if you're calling Radio Biafra, give it to 2 minutes. There are millions upon millions of people trying to get through to us. If what we are saying is not correct, you come on air and say it now. Give us instances. I've told you when they told me about Rocha Sokoracha, where I was, number 30 Bannister House. I was there, Uchemefo was there also. The very person that suggested we allow Rocha Sokoracha in is Barrister Emeka Adolf Emekesiri. Egemba was there. Wada Manachi was there as well. Am I lying? Natwasi. If I'm lying, you tell the world. Am I lying? When I say something, I mention names of witnesses. not something that happened behind the back. Names of witnesses. Did you mention Rocha Sokrocha to me joining us or not? What did I tell you? Were my words over my dead body or not? Rocha is not welcome here. Did I say that to you, Barrister Emeka, or not? Simple question. These are those we are doing Biafra with. The same Rochas of Islamic faith. Rubbish. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra. You rang us. We are waiting to hear your voice. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? They don't know the caller, do they? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. No, they're not serious. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Can you hear me? And where are you calling from? Where are you calling from?
Hello?
Can you turn your system down, please? Turn it down. This is Radio Biafra. Turn it down, if you may. Turn it down. My goodness me. Amazing. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
My goodness me. Oh, no wonder they follow gossip and gossipers all the time without asking simple questions. Without asking simple questions. This is Radio Biafra, your name and where you are, please.
My name is Ibari, I'm calling from London.
Sorry, what is your name again?
Emmanuel Chimeze.
Thank you very much, please go ahead.
My name is Emmanuel Chimeze, I'm from Orumba North.
Thank you very much, this Emmanuel is Radio Biafra. Chimeze. Go ahead, you're listening to your voice again, please go ahead. Turn your system down and speak.
I want to contribute in this affair. Because if you watch out what is going on in as Igbo man, as a race in Nigeria, I'll so call Igbo self-made leader. They don't think about the future of the unborn and the generation to come of Igbo land. What they are thinking is what they will gain and what they will gain from now, the money they will loot and keep for their children. But they don't think about the generation to come, what they are going to face. If the Igbo leaders didn't fight this war now, or what so-called Igbo, as a general, didn't fight this war will visit the generation to come, and that war would be even more difficult to fight. One thing about mostly the Igbo, most black people, they don't think about future. There is no way that that Igbo people and Hausa people and Yoruba will work. This is a different entity, totally, built by British to colonize and give them independence. If the Igbo, as a general, didn't wake up now to fight this war and create awareness and defeat this battle, they will leave a generation to come the war they will fight. And there's no way they would win the battle. Because the way what these people are doing now, they are coming gradually to infiltrate every part of Igbo land, building their own strategy. So when the generation to come, there's no way where they will fight. Because when they are fighting, person than their neighbor will be an Hausa man. Or even now, even in the Oka region now, you see Hausa pregnant Igbo lady, Igbo woman, born children everywhere. What I'm telling you, everybody prefer what we are doing. And this time around, if this war come again, it's not going to be 1966 war, 1967 war. We are going to hit door to door, post to post. None of every Igbo man is angry about this. This thing is getting. The only thing that will make us to fight this war is to keep an awareness we are creating now to every Igbo man. Whether you're a fool or not, the person must realize that this war must fight, and then we must win this war. So, Director, we appreciate what you are doing. Don't mind those idiots that are criticizing you. They don't like the truth. And there's no way that you're going to back down because of what they are doing. What makes a strong man, a man to be a strong man, is when the criticism is coming, even you make your skin even more harder because you know what you are aiming. Rocha Sekorocha and his own colleagues, the only way what they are planning is way to pull you down. But I believe by God's grace, Chukwuma Abiamah, they will not defeat us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So my brother, keep going. We are supporting you during the time of a demonstration. Everybody come out. The big one is coming. And some of them didn't know that some of the Igbo guys all over the world, some of them have gone in heavy training waiting when the time will arrive. Thank you.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you. Thank you very, very much for what you said. We don't need God to help us to fight people who are liars and then liars and deceivers. I don't need Chukwu Abiamah to help me fight them. I will only use the truth to destroy them. Truth is yoku only. I have three questions for them. I don't know why people are jumping all over, debating. Ask them, did you or did you not ask me to allow Rocha Sokrocha to come into the struggle? Number one question. The second question is, can you tell me any other country that got independence by taking their oppressor to the same court that they control? Number two. Number three, can you also tell us where in the history of legal work, whatever you call it, did a group of people take a country to international court in The Hague? Three questions, and they can never answer you. They will run away because they are liars and they are deceivers. Do you want me to work with such people? I made it very clear when we started. I will never lie to our people. Impossible. Impossible. What do I need to lie for? If I want to travel anywhere, I want to travel to Biafra, they will buy me a ticket. I will stay in the finest hotel in that very country. So what is my problem? They will feed me. So what do I need to lie for? What do I need to lie for? If I need clothing, they'll buy clothing for me. So what is my problem? Nothing. I have no need to lie. I will not work with liars and deceivers. Those who are duplicitous, we will not work with them. That was the reason why they were removed. They were removed because they were lying to us, telling us you use court case to get Biafra. Onyegwarage, in which country? Where has it happened before? Liars and cheats. They don't represent the indigenous people of Biafra. Uchemefor, you will draft a disclaimer that nobody represents us. We represent ourselves the way we did in over 88 countries around the world on the 30th of May. We are the indigenous people of Biafra. Simple as that. Not a human rights group. Let them go and file a case for Benjamin Onwuka. Then we know they are doing what they were set up to do. Mad people. Mad, mad people. We also have a caller on Skype. No, they cannot hear me. They can't. Can you hear me, the caller on Skype? No. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, director.
Please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
This is Ojuku, Chukwemeka Ojuku, calling from France.
Please go ahead.
Yes, director, I must thank you for your brave work that you are doing for the people of Biafra. And thank you for your resistance, because it takes somebody from, above to resist a kind of pressure coming on you as you are today. Well, I just want to tell you, director, that you don't need to justify yourself. I used to tell you this, director. There is no justification. You cannot justify an unjustifiable. Because justifying yourself is as if you are dancing their music. Director, you know Bible said about their fruit we shall know them. Time shall tell. Let your fruit talk about you. And forget about them. They can lay up on you whatever they want to lay on you, as an allegation. Even Yeshua himself, they led allegations against him for not doing anything to anybody. They fabricated a lot of things and they placed it on him. He never justified himself, you know. So, Director, what I'm trying to tell you is, please, keep calm. By your fruit, we have already known you. We've seen the truth, and we know the fruit that you have already produced in this struggle. And we are following you. You know, I listened to this nonsense radio they call a voice of whatever, Biafra, not even my own Biafra, because if you listen to it, I was laughing with my father here. You cannot even understand anything they are saying. Illiterates, stuck illiterates. I don't know where they just go and pack them, you know. And they are disgracing this name Biafra. In fact, this name Biafra have suffered, though. And the people will still follow them. How can you tell me that you are going to fight for freedom in the court, even in your enemy's court, paid by who? Paid by your enemy. Yeah, it's not a reason. The people doesn't they don't reason like human beings, and they want to put us, you know, they want to come up now. They come up like it was Ulrike's own 1999, and we followed him. And before you know it, you close your eyes and open. 20 years or 15 years have already passed, and nothing is done, and they have already made themselves rich. Now they started again another was Ulrike form. Of Biafra. People will not follow them. Shame to any Biafra man that will even listen to these people. Because these people they are ashamed. They are even shamed, you know. I don't know. Our people are so stupid and so ashamed. They don't even have shame in the dictionary. Because I don't see the reason why some people will not tell themselves the truth. There is people you cannot lie to, yourself and to God as well. Why are you lying to yourself? Trying to lie to yourself is not possible. Eh? They now go and open the radio station. And do they listen to it at all? Illiterates there. What are they discussing? You know, I don't even know. Illiteration. Just for them to set up their own business enterprises. For them to get their own green pasture and they go in as it was leaking. And we said not to eat. You know, and for the other caller that called from Trinidad and Tobago that talk about that our brother in Zionist, he stood at that guy, he fumbled. But we know that was one thing that we persuade us to go and seek for his own release is because he took action. You know, we believe in action, and people, anybody that will stand up to do something.
He did something.
Without being asked, that is the brave man. You know, even if he wanted to do it selfishly, but we don't care. But if we can stand, if we can do anything for him for his release, we can do it. You know, we can do it for our own good, because he stood on his ground and he did something that Wazulike have never done. How many times have Wazulike raised the Biafran flag? More than 100 times. And we are still, and today he is joining Nigeria. And they are not even ashamed. They're not even ashamed. You know? They're not even ashamed. So please, I don't want to talk too much, but I just, my purpose of calling this evening is just to tell you to keep quiet, keep calm. Let us talk about how we're going to advance in this struggle. I forget about all these people. All these things they're doing is just a strategy of bringing us back. You know, making us to divert us to a different direction. Now, what we are planning is how are we going to move forward, please? Leave this simple. Director, remember, Bible said that by their fruit we shall know them.
Thank you very much. And on that tone, thank you very much, my dear brother Ojukwu. Thank you for that. We have a caller on the phone. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Yes, please, it's you. Your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Ikech Mubad. I'm working here. I'm calling from London. From New York.
You're calling from London? Your line is not clear, my dear brother. Your line is not clear, please. I suggest you try and call us back. Your line is not clear. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, but Director. Please, good evening, sir.
Good evening, my dear brother. This is Radio Biafra from Biafra Land. Please go ahead.
Yes, my name is President TVK. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
Okay, Director, I've been trying to call in Radio Biafra since 2-3 days now, because these people that call themselves Bilie Human Rights Initiative and BVI, whatever they call their names, I try to relate with one of their workers there. I don't want to mention names, which I was trying to tell them that these people are counterfeit. If it is not Panadol, it can never be like Panadol. These people are a bunch of fakes. They keep sending me a lot of information, a lot of documents, which I don't want to forward to you, so that it won't look as if I'm believing what they're saying or whatever they're
saying. You forward it to me. You publish it, for goodness sake. Make it public,
okay,
so I can respond to it.
Okay,
don't hide anything from them. Publish it. One thing you will never find is that I betrayed my country. I'm asking them, did you ask me to accept Rocha Sokrocha or no? It's a direct question. Yes or no? Am I lying? Good. Simple.
Good, Director. Why I love you so much is because your word is like crystal. It's always clean. It is always open. And like I was saying, this guy keep inboxing me in the name of Asozo Peters Chinedu.
He's a child.
He keep inboxing me. He keep telling me many things against Nnamdi Kanu this, Nnamdi Kanu that. I asked him 3 questions, Director. Only 3 questions I asked him. The first question I asked him was, I asked him, if Nnamdi Kanu is good, will Nnamdi Kanu be able to organize international rally that the whole Biafrans all over the world listen to him and march? And even the countries where Biafrans are resided, listen to what we want to do and give us even police as security. If Nnamdi Kanu is fake, if Nnamdi Kanu is not doing it right, will he be able to build a senator for a memorial ground for our people? I ask him finally, if Nnamdi Kanu is not doing it right, who is doing it right? Bilie Human Rights Initiative, with what you people are calling your name and what you people are trying to do, you say that you are in court with Nigeria. Was it not true that Nigeria expired on 31st of December 2013? Director, I recorded his voice. I know he might be listening. I don't care. I recorded every discussion I had with him because I want to prove to him that they are a bunch of fools and criminals. He's been bugging me so much that I even called Barrister Iman Mezu, which I know is listening to me right now on air. I called him. I spoke to him. I told him, Barrister, I think it is very, very important that we put call to these people that they say whenever they want to call into Radio Biafra that when you see their numbers, you don't answer. I asked him, how possible could that be? How can you call it? Do you know how many thousand people that are calling in a row that Nandi is attending to? All
let them give you... Darlington, listen very carefully. Darlington, listen. Tell them I said they should give you a number. If they give you a number now, we use another line to call them. Tell them we'll call them. They should give you a number, we'll call them. They shouldn't bother calling us. We will call them. We will call them. And disgrace
beautiful
them live on air. Tell them to give you a number.
Beautiful.
I will
Director,
call them.
Director.
Yes, go ahead.
Let me tell you something. When I called Barrister explained one or two things to me. He told me that at the point, what we are doing now, the stage we are right now, we don't need distraction. We need to be focused. And I obeyed him. I respected him so much. That is why I did not try to contact you in respect to this. But to believe me, I went online. I called their studio. I asked them only these 3 questions, and this guy was not able to answer me any. He didn't give me any common, any good response. He was saying that if I call Radio Biafra, Nnamdi doesn't answer my call, he will put me on hold. I said no, Nnamdi cannot do that. Nnamdi is a man that whenever he speaks, he stands on his word. And he's ready to defend every of your question. That you are lying. He told me he is not lying. That, okay, if I say that he's not lying, that he is going to make a conference call and connect Nnamdi Kanu so that the world will know the difference between capital B and dot F. I told him that between capital B and dot F, you people will lose because Nnamdi Kanu, whatever he's doing for his people, is open. He's crystal. Everybody see it. You people should stop being jealous of this man. I recorded my discussion with him, which I will send to you, and some documents they sent to me claiming that the Bilie Human Rights Initiative has done this, Ikedife has said this, he asked you to go and make peace with the Bilie people, he do this. I told him, my brother, listen to me. Ikedife or no Ikedife, Uche Merije or not Uche Merije, these are the people he was calling, he was mentioning for me. I said, all these people you are calling, they are just single bodies that don't want us to get Biafra. We, the Biafra, we, the youth, are the people who are suffering it most. Ike Ife is enjoying his wealth. Uche Merije is enjoying his money, serving Nigeria government. Why are you bringing these people into the into this struggle? Because I know that the common Biafran person, anywhere that we are in the world, we are not happy. These people are over 70, 80 years old. You send them to Comfort. What are they doing there? I ask him, what has been the outcome of this Igbo Airlines and whatever they call them, Igbo, that they sent to the Comfort to represent the Igbos? What have they achieved so far? Barista, you, director, you will not believe what this guy told me. If I say it on air, it's laughable. This guy opened his mouth and tell me they are working on the ground. They are planning something. They are doing this. What they are trying to do is so that by the time they strike, that the whole world will shake. That Ike Ife that told Abio to go and do the remembrance of indigenous people of the Africa that died. That it was Ike Ife that directed him. That after Ike Ife told him to do that, he went and did that. That because of that, that Ike Ife is a powerful and respected Igbo man. Blah blah blah. I told him, my brother, for the fact that Ike Ife have not come out openly and talk about Biafra for the world to hear his voice, my brother, let him go and sit down. I don't believe in fallacy. I'm not a follow member. When I follow you, I will watch you. If I notice that as I'm following you, that your way is not pure, I will challenge you before I will leave you. I will not just leave. I have to challenge you and tell you the truth. That is the kind of person that the Kano is. My director, I am going to reveal one or two other things between my from my conversation between me and that BVI. The number one thing I want to reveal is this. I ask him another question. Who set up Radio Biafra from Genesis? He told me he will not lie, that it will register Radio Biafra. Did he hand it over to indigenous people of Biafra under IPOB? Yes or no? He said he started blowing grammar. You know, Oyibo na kama, Okwa na kama no Oyibo. He started blowing grammar. Saying this and that. I said, did the Bilie Human Rights Initiative handed that Bilie whatever to Radio Biafra under so people to hold it for the people of Biafra? He said there are council of elders. There are these. Nnamdi Kanu is very stubborn. He doesn't want to listen to them. He doesn't want to obey them. That you don't want to give account. I told him, my brother, if what you are saying is true, call in Radio Biafra and confront this man. I want you to confront him so that the world will hear what we are saying and hear what he's saying. Then we know who is telling us the truth. Let us stop being biased or being follow members. I told you last time there are Facebook Biafrans.
I'll tell you something today, and to the hearing of all Biafrans all over the world, you can accuse me of being stubborn. You can accuse me of being unforgiving. I am all of those things. One thing you can never accuse me of is betraying my country. I have never betrayed my country, and I won't. And they understand this. All these idiots. They want to come back to Radio Biafra, and I said to them, no. To hell with you. Why don't I want them back? That is the question they should be asking me. Why is it that they were expelled and they stayed out? Because they are treacherous. Who brought you to Dozier Ike Ife? A man I respect as my own father. I did. Do you know Dozier Ike Ife before? The answer is no. Who took you to Ike Ife? It is me. I set up Radio Biafra with the help of our people in London, Uche Mefo, Barrister Man Mezu, and a few others that fell by the wayside. We piloted it to where it is today. Our weapon is simple: truth. That was what we discovered. That the most potent weapon with which to fight evil is truth, Eziokwu. Once you hold on to it, things happen. That is how Owasurike collapsed overnight. Eziokwu since 2009. You're a fraud. I told him, you are a criminal. Today, what is happening today? They said history will always vindicate the just. That is why when they rant and rave like a bunch of lunatics, I don't listen to them. The question is simple. I registered Radio Biafra London. I handed Radio Biafra London to the indigenous people of Biafra. I have the documentation signed and sealed under oath before a commissioner for oaths in England. Barrister Emeka registered Bilie. Did you people ever hand over Bilie to us? Hey, he who goes to equity, you go with clean hands. They cannot come live. Get their number, I will call them. I will halt everything and I will call them. In a Haundoshi. Three questions and they go to pieces. I love my country more than my own life, and people understand that. The very eminent barrister is with me. Barrister Mamezu, if you can hear me, please, you will speak, and as always, we will listen.
Thank you, Director. You are the man. Thank you so much for everything you are doing for us. It's inestimable. And when I was reading Macbeth says, Caesar's wife is above reproach. Director is above reproach. Let's leave it there. Let me thank our Prince Darlington. Darlington is a very straightforward guy. The guy who was just speaking to you, he told you, as I reported to him when he called me. He's a straightforward guy. He's an honest guy. I like straightforward men. And I like honorable men too. Director, you are one of the honorables. Things like this will always occur. I've always told you, Director, sometimes you have to overlook issues. Barrister Emeka Siri is a learned friend of mine. He's a good friend. Dr. Ekemba is a good friend. Steve Vipa is a good friend. We've all eaten in one place, in one table, from one bottle. And I will find it very difficult to criticize all these mentioned above names, including Nwada Amarachi. All I'll say to you, Director, because you've met with these guys, you've lived with them, you've eaten from them and with them and together, I will appeal to you to carry on today's program rather than to dwell on the issue that is raised, which I can only classify as distraction. Just like Prince Darlington was saying to you, I will classify these issues as distraction. I will never, regardless of the situation, criticize both Egemba, Barrister Emeka Siri, and Steve Eba. We could not work together, and I will leave it at that. Other issues raised will be what we call obiter dicta. Things said by the way. Director, I will appeal, I urge you humbly to carry on with today's program, rather than to focus on to distraction. They are just little distractions, because what we have at hand is too much than to have Director talking about other things that will not earn you any brownie point. It is meant to distract you, Director. Therefore, to move away from distraction, so that we will pursue what is more tangent, what is more important, and very, very superior to other little things. These are our brothers. If you understand my proverb, these are our people. The only people that can box you are your brothers and your sisters, your closest people. Again, you have to move away from all these distractions. Carry on pursuing. Remember, when I say now, you say, it looks like we have too many mad people in a way. A mad man came where his brother was just lying in state. And he said to him, carry on focusing where you're focusing. Do not look sides. Carry on. Director, I'm saying all this so that otherwise we will dwell on this particular issue until today ends.
I will not have people cast aspersions against my person, the integrity of this very radio station, and you allow me to allow them to perpetrate falsehood. and let them get away with it. They will not get away, and they know it very, very well. My questions are simple.
I trust you.
Exactly.
I trust you.
Exactly, Barrister. Thank you. I've heard what you've said anyway.
I trust you, Barrister.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Thank you, Barrister. Thank you very, very much. We have a caller on the phone. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
My name is Ike Ofor. I'm calling from Republic of Ireland.
From Republic of Ireland. Please go ahead.
Okay. I was talking to somebody this afternoon to find out how much it costs to install the satellite in my place there in Abia State. She said to me that it's about 32,000
naira. That is correct, yes.
And then, and I asked her to send me the account number that I can lodge the money into. And then the person who's going to lodge the money would take them my address so that they can go and do that. But I didn't get the text message up till now. So I don't know how I can get that. You can give it to me over this phone or you text it to me.
Yes, it will be sent to you via text. I understand that we sent it to you, but we had run out of credit on the phone. I can see when you called here, even your name was saved. Your name is Ike Ofor, satellite client. It is
correct. That's my name.
Exactly.
That's my name.
So that is to tell you that we saved your name here. But unfortunately, we don't have any credit on the phone. That is why. Thank you very much.
Okay.
We shall send it to you. I can assure you. Go ahead.
Another point I want to make, Director, is this. I want to tell you that what you're doing, you can. It's not like all of us will come out and start praising you. You know what you're doing. And some of the learned men in Nigeria, Biafran, all over the world, know what you're doing. And they comment on that. Keep doing what you're doing. God is on your side. And we are by your side. Again, when you people call Radio Biafra, you keep their call and they leave their set or whatever on to make what you are doing like a chat. Just cut that person and then pick another call.
That's what I'll be doing.
Call person and that person doesn't pick the, doesn't stop him, whatever he's using. Leave that person and carry on so that you don't look like we are doing child's play.
Thank you,
Director, and God bless you.
Thank you, my dear. Ofor, before you go, please, are you one of us in Ireland?
Of course, of course, of course.
Okay.
I remember the other day I called you, give me the number of Isaiah, and I go to him.
That is, oh, that's
we're meeting. On the rally day, I was there. Everything was fine.
Wonderful.
I'll have a meeting again on Sunday. Which
wonderful. You're a good man. You're a good man. Thank you very much. We'll send this information to you very, very shortly. This is Radio Biafra. I don't know if we have a caller on Skype, do we? Do we have a caller on Skype? Do we have a caller on Skype?
Yeah, hello.
Yes, please. Your name and where you're calling us from. This is Radio
Biafra. Director, this is Omenka. I'm calling from Thailand.
Omenka from Thailand. Please go ahead.
Yeah, okay, Director. I thank you very much and I appreciate what you are doing. I really, really greet you, Director. Director, I want to ask you something. A few days now, I have not heard the voice of Amrelis and the voice of our mother, Rita. What's going on? Are they okay?
Everybody is fine. Perfectly fine. We are in what we call a lockdown situation. There is no problem here. Everybody is functioning and doing what they have been assigned to do. Everybody is well. Go ahead.
Okay, it's okay. It's okay, Director. I am very, very happy they are okay. Director, I want to speak on what Barrister. I just heard Barrister spoke. And, well, Director, I want to tell you something. If someone criticize or neglect what we are doing, there is no point calling that person a brother, or there is no point giving that person, according him, the respect he deserves. Because if you call yourself a barrister or you call yourself maybe an honorable member and you call yourself also a Biafra and you don't understand or respect what we are doing, there is no point calling you a brother and there is no point eating with that person. Because there is a say, they said, if you see, in Malaysia, when I was in Malaysia, they said, if you see an Indian man and you see a snake, you should first of all kill the Indian man before the snake. So if you don't agree on what we agreed, and you and I know the truth, there is no point giving you, according you those respect or eating with you, because I know tomorrow you will do something that is not right. Tomorrow you will be a saboteur, or you are one of those from Wazirike. Director, I'm trying, what I want to tell you right now in the issue of Owazirike, we have been talking about Owazirike for so long right now. Biafra, I don't, Director, I don't know who is Owazirike. I don't really care about Owazirike. I don't believe in him. I don't care what he's doing. Nnamdi Kanu, I believe in you and I trust in you. All I want is you give me a Biafra. Give me Biafra, give me freedom. Give my children freedom. Give my generation freedom. I don't care about who is Owazirike or who is Rochas. I don't believe in these people. In you I trust in, and in you I believe in. So you, in you I am counting in. I was speaking with someone today when we went for a church meeting. So we were speaking with a person. He was asking me if truly Biafra will come. And I told him, have he been listening to Radio Biafra? He said no, and I gave him the website. And I sworn to him that if Biafra did not come, I myself will become Biafra Haram. I will kill everyone in Biafra because I can't sleep. I can't do anything. I can, all I think about is Biafra. I can't sleep. I can't eat. All I preach is Biafra. I don't see reason why Biafra will not come. That is what I told him. I said, I have never had this passion I have for Biafra for a time. In my life, I've never ever had this passion I have for Biafra. So there is no reason why Biafra will not come. There are deaf people. When you talk to them, they will understand what Biafra is. I've met someone, I've met this guy, he's from Netherlands, so he came down to Thailand for a vacation. So I was talking to this person, he really don't speak well, he's a little bit deaf ears, he don't understand, but whatever you write, he will know. He will give you, he will respond to you. Then I was talking to this person, I was mentioning Biafra, this person replied me, telling me that he knows everything about Biafra. If a deaf man can understand what Biafra is, why not we that have the intelligence, that listen, that hears, don't know what Biafra is? Why are we bringing about Owazirike? Why are we talking about Owazirike for complete 3 weeks now, Director? We have been speaking about Owazirike. Who is Owazirike, Director? Owazirike, he is nobody, Director. Owazirike is a criminal. He's a traitor. Owazirike is something we call a distraction, like what Barrister said. He is a only distraction to us. Owazirike is a distraction to us. We don't have to talk about Owazirike anymore, Director. It hurts me when I hear about us talking about Owazirike at this point. We should be talking about the people in our cap, Director. That's what we should be talking.
I have heard you. You have made a very good point.
That
so
is what
the
we should be talking
well.
About, Director. And Director, I want to contribute something. Director, there is a lot of people that are online waiting to speak with you, Director. But honestly, believe me, are on hold. I've been trying to reach you, Director, for complete 3 weeks now, and I've been on hold. I want to suggest something, Director. If people that will contribute, there have been a lot of news about Biafra online. Uche Mefo has been posting a lot of news. Biafra Radio, Biafra this, Radio Biafra that, Director. We should add, include the numbers. If anyone that wants to contribute, should include, we should, they should have the account number or number they should call, so that we can send text message and they will reply to us, Director. So that we don't wait till we call online. Because a lot of us, we know, you know what we do, Director, abroad. A lot of us don't have money at hand. Maybe if I have money today and I will say this money will be channeled to Biafra today, I know, yes, whatever it is, it should be Biafra. But Director, we have a lot of problem here. We have a lot of bills to pay. So, but it depends. If I have the mind to say today to and tomorrow, this morning we go to Biafra. If I have the number to call you, Biafra, Director, I will say, yes, this money is for Biafra, and I will call you immediately or send you text message. I'll tell you, Director, this money is for Biafra. They should include those lines online on Facebook so that we can see it. If possible, account numbers.
Okay.
So that we can send you text message, Director, and you will understand what we want. Than calling you online. A lot of us are really, really want to contribute, But due to we can't be able to reach you online, and we find it very, very difficult to deliver or to contribute our money.
Okay.
So, Director, please, I want you to look into it.
I will do so. My dear brother, I will do so. Your advice is taken, and we are going to do something about it. I welcome it all. We have millions of people. He's been waiting for 3 weeks. For 3 weeks to speak. He calls every blessed day. And as he said, he's been waiting for 3 weeks. We are formidable. We are listened to all across this planet. We are formidable. And our enemies know that. That is why sometimes a bit of jealousy creeps in. You can understand them. They're able men. They act like women. A bit of jealousy here, a bit of jealousy. They can understand their frustration. And there is no pardon. As I told them, once you're out, you're out. There is no way they can come back. The door is closed. We have a caller on the phone. You've been waiting for a very long time. Please, your name and where you are.
George, this is Uche Naji. I am originally from Amuriamanze in the Isu local government area of Imo State, Biafra land. My number, I am currently the zonal coordinator for Atlanta in the United States. Director, I've been trying to reach the radio. I know, since after our match, to tell you how everything went. I know you have seen our pictures, which I posted, and even inboxed you. It went well, and we did our utmost, and we did our match. I've been trying to reach you, reach the radio station, but I know a lot of people, especially days after the match, people were calling, coordinators were calling. You know, the traffic was too much, so I keep trying, but I'm glad that I was able to reach the radio station today. Director, thank you so much. You a man of courage. You a good man. You a kind man. You a man of great honesty. I respect you, and that is why the first time I met you last year and the second time when you came here, you and I met one-on-one, and I just strongly jumped on board with you. So I am solidly, personally, solidly behind you. The reason why I'm coming is also to announce our upcoming meeting that we are going to, I'm scheduling to be on next Saturday. I'll call again to announce the venue for the meeting and the time, but my number for now is 678-779-2701. Once again, my name is Uche Naji. Number is 678-779-2701. I will use this opportunity also to doff my hat for all the formidable, strong, insurmountable Biafrans all over the world that did us proud that day, that day we did our match. You know, I mean, I personally concluded that Biafra has arrived. I will also thank all our brothers and sisters with you there in Enugu, giving all the odds that are coming out from different angles of the zoo. Director, for me, what I'm going to tell you is, and they tell their friends, don't be afraid, because for you to reach even all these Olympic athletes, for them to get to that winning, line, they must have practiced and come against different odds, but at the end of the day, victory becomes theirs. So let us be strong-minded, let us be positive-minded. All these things, like Simon Mays was saying, is a distraction. We run into a lot of bumps. Even the bigger ones, the bigger obstacles are yet to come, but with God, we are going to win the fight. Also, Director, I want to use this opportunity to thank you again for the reason why I said you were a kind man is relating to Onwuka, Benjamin Onwuka. I am not a BZN, but I still believe that, they are part of us in this, even though they have their own way of approaching it, they approach it wrongly. I wish they had joined us. But again, I thank you for at least for having that special place or somehow recognizing that this guy needs, you know, we girlfriends. To me, I would say that we will not, you know, stay away from his kids. We have to find one more daughter, even though he's a brother, even though they are pursuing this case different ways. But I think that his their trial may end up being as a kind of serendipity, you know, towards our girlfriend struggle, because, you know, this is what happened during the time of civil rights movement here in America. Malcolm X was heading different ways. Martin Luther King was heading different ways. But they were all marching towards what? The civil rights, the right of, you know, minorities, especially African Americans. So what I'm trying to say is they may genuinely, you know, marching for this freedom. They are part of us. He did the same thing to ANC. So, girlfriends, to me, this is my own honest way of expressing it. You know, we don't like the way they approach it. I wish that his members now will learn from this and clean themselves up and join the line. Join the line, honestly, not joining the line to be a threat to our movement. And then we will join hands together through him, through this, their conviction, or their incarceration, sorry, out of it. Maybe that this will be more exposure to Nigeria, you know, if their government. So, on this note, I will bow my heart for all the dear friends and the friends of freedoms all over the world. Director Uchemefo Abasiman Mezu, my national coordinator, and then Dr. Clifford Iranya, Amononeni, Ugochukwu in Dallas, and all the coordinators of indigenous people of Biafra here in the United States and around the world. God bless you all. I love you all.
And God bless you too. Thank you very much, my dear brother. We also have somebody on Skype. This is Radio Biafra. A very handsome man on Skype. Can you hear me?
Hello, Director. Good morning. Placid Alozie from India.
Placid Alozie from India. You are a very handsome young man. You are welcome to this live transmission to the whole world from our capital here in Enugu. Please go ahead.
I just want to make an announcement for our meeting tomorrow. For those of members or indigenous people of Biafra here in India, you can go to our Facebook page. We have up to 4 zones here in New Delhi. You can go through it. You see Nawada, you see GTB Naga. You can also see the addresses and phone number of the connectors of the zones. You can also contact them to know how to reach there if you are new people to join. But why the old people knows where the meeting always holds. Another thing I want to say is about this belay, Director. I don't know. Can't we tell these belay people for them to go and manage their own way the way they want to manage? We, the indigenous people of Biafra, has rise up for we to look for our freedom by ourselves. We don't need a new group anymore to look for our freedom. The people they are taking to court, Nigeria they are taking to court, is an aspiring country. I think those people, they call themselves an honest people. Why can't them understand that the country they are taking to court is an aspiring country? Who are going to judge those people and who are going to know that, yes, these people need freedom? Who is going to guarantee that? It's like when someone is fighting, one and a Biafran man is fighting with an Hausa man. How can you go and call police? Then who exactly will judge it?
Exactly.
You know, I don't know why some people don't reason. I don't know why. In terms of Wazirike, you know, when I was a kid, sometimes there is a man they call Jude. All the time you go to the river, you know, we call it Tobo, put it in the river to catch some fish. That man will go in the river and pick some fish. Then we call him one day, children will pour sand on your body. Children will spill sand on your body. And it happens. On a very good day that is, he just came out from the church. Children gather him. And that day, as God may do it, there is a rain fell. You know, there is raining. children pack sand on the ground, all the man, but you know, that is how they stay and make him a fool in the street. So I think something like that will happen to that man called Owazirike. I think he's from Okigwe also, I'm from Okigwe. When that thing happened, I called the guys around, I called the area boys, I called them, this is, can any of them identify Owazirike? They say, oh, it has been long, none of them know his location, none of them know about. So I'm just urging the people here in India, men and women here in India, for you to come out. Come out and fight for your struggle. Came out and fight for your unborn children. Came out and support this movement. We don't need group of people to go and get us Biafra. We want to fight Biafra by ourselves, in our own way, the way we have started it now. Freedom did not give by rating. Freedom did not give by signing documents. We don't believe on that. That is what I want to say. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much. And God bless you. Thank you very, very much. We have a caller again on Skype, on the other Skype line, because we have multiple Skype lines. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, stay where you are. Go ahead.
Hello? Is that
Director? Yes, please. I'm talking to you, my dear brother. Go ahead. Your name and where you are.
Yes, Director. My name is Emeka Onyema from Abuja, Wangale, Biafra.
Thank you very much. Please turn your system down. Turn it down, if you may. Please turn it down. I can still hear it. Go ahead. The caller on the phone, please. Can you hear me?
Yes, are you speaking to me?
I'm speaking to you. Please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, my name is Uchenna Four, and I'm calling from London.
Even your line wasn't showing. I couldn't make out your voice. Please go ahead.
Yes, it's all right. It shows I have to queue up, you know.
You have to queue up like other people. Of course you are. We run a meritocratic system. First come, first serve. Even the deputy director of Radio Biafra do not have any direct access to us. He has to call this very line like any other person. Please, Uchenna Four, go ahead. The world is listening. Apart from barrister, of course. Barrister has special privileges. Go ahead.
Yes. Thank you very much. My name is Uchenna Four, as I said earlier. I'm from Abatete in Idemili North, Biafra land. I want to, first of all, thank you for all you have been doing for Biafra and Biafran people. And also, my gratitude to all advanced team, all members of the advanced team who are on the ground there taking the heat. It is not easy. You are freedom fighters, not gossipers, not researchers, not scholars. Biafra has had enough scholars. Biafra has had enough theories. We have a lot of books and papers and presentations and symposia on Biafra. Biafra now needs freedom fighters, people who are going to do practical things on the ground, not those who will shout Biafra in the morning and in the night they romance Nigerian government. These are traitors. And I want to also thank all indigenous people of Biafra all around the world and all lovers of freedom and justice for their resilience, for their confidence, for keeping faith in the restoration project. Now, it is very important at this particular point in time. A number of people have called and said, please don't say anything again and things like that. But this is 21st century. The people who are doing this, the people in the Human Rights Initiative and her Council of Elders are awake. They are not sleeping. They know what they are doing. They have gone to start up a new radio station to rival Radio Biafra. And the purpose of this, their disclaimer, is to sell their own radio station. Now, and to tarnish the image and character of the Radio Biafra director, and indeed the leader of this movement. And somebody is saying, do not say anything. Now, they have gone ahead to put this on the internet. The internet is a place where there is no man, it's a no man's land, let me put it this way. When you will know the importance of these things, that are written on the internet, when you will know the potency of it is after 1 month, after 2 years, and you don't make a response to it, it will become status quo. I mean, it will become the truth. What lies being peddled around will become the truth. It is about time we deal with dishonorable men dishonorably. It's as simple as that. These men are dishonorable men, and they must be dealt with dishonorably. They are not freedom fighters to start with, and so they have no business with us. They are full of envy and jealousy. They are saboteurs in our midst. They team up with the Nigerian government to make sure that Biafra will not come. They keep on peddling around lies and unfounded allegations. They keep on holding the Biafra restoration process. They're holding it back by going to Nigeria's court, the court of the oppressor. This case is not going to end in the next 40 decades, because that is what Nigerian government wants. They are going there to do legal agreements, and after that, they keep wasting our time. In the history of liberation movement, there has never been any place or incident where the oppressed take the oppressor to court, to the oppressor's court, for that matter. He can never get justice. And now, what the Real Mama Institute has done is to sell these lies to the gullible public, that they are going to the International Court of Justice so that the International Court of Justice will give them the effort. It has never been done. It can never be done. The International Court of Justice has its own rules. The International Court of Justice is for settling disputes between independent nations, independent countries, countries of the international, of the UN system. Now, there is no place for NGOs. There is no place for individuals. There is no place for anybody other than independent countries. Now, the question you need to ask yourself is Nigeria going to take itself to ICJ, International Court of Justice, so that Nigeria so that Biafra will get independence? The answer is no. It can never happen. As a matter of fact, Nigeria does not want itself to be divided. Therefore, going to court, to Nigerian court, is a waste of time. It's to deceive everybody. And the people who are doing this thing know it right from the outset. They know what they are doing. They have said that they are Nigerian citizens. They obey Nigerian law. They pay allegiance to Nigerian constitution. Now, what are they then doing in Nigerian court to give them Biafra independence? It is not possible. Biafra cannot be freed. You obey the law. You have done literally nothing. You have not offended anybody. So, they are deceiving us, and they are not representing the indigenous people of Biafra as they claimed. Bilie Human Rights Initiative is a human rights organization made up of 4 or 5 trustees, and is an NGO by implication, non-governmental organization that depends on the public, their members, their subscribers, and those who want to donate money to them to succeed. And the question you begin to ask yourself is, who gave the Human Rights Initiative the legitimacy, the authority to represent indigenous people of Biafra? The answer is that those who are operating the Human Rights Initiative, 2 or 3 people sat down and they came up with the idea that they can sit down in London, in or where it, and write letters and say that in the elders of indigenous people of Biafra are saying things. The indigenous people of Biafra, with due respect, the elders of this indigenous people of Biafra have not come out in the reasons of it to defend the people they are representing, if that is the case. Only on one occasion that if that UKDC came out and we didn't be for when we were still together and made some statement. Now they shouldn't tell us that they are idols. They have to speak, they have to represent the people they are defending, if actually they are defending the people of Biafra. But they have not done this. They have disqualified themselves, they have limited themselves to Nigerian court, and the freedom fighters, Biafra freedom fighters, are marching on. Every freedom fighter does not limit himself. And in fact, there has never been anywhere where you get independence from a law court. It has never happened. They have limited themselves. They must not limit others. The problem we have with the Believe Man Rights Initiative is one thing. They are not honorable. They are peddling lies. And more importantly, they have left what they should be doing, which is to do the work of a human rights organization, and they have turned themselves into indigenous people of Biafra. It cannot happen. Not only that they have claimed that they are indigenous people of Biafra, they have also gone ahead to say that anybody who is a citizen of Biafra must obey the laws of Nigerian state, and that person must only fight for Biafra through legal method. That is where they have got it wrong. Because there are indigenous people of Biafra, there are citizens of Biafra who do not believe in legal method. There are people who believe in political solution to Biafra problem. There are people who believe in shooting guns, in bombing everywhere, in building everything down. In essence, there are people who believe in confrontation. There are people who do not want to negotiate anything until Biafra is restored. The question is, a Believe Human Rights Initiative is a human rights organization that take into account the human rights of every citizen of Biafra. Why are they stifling the right? Why are they stamping on the right of indigenous people of Biafra to choose? The right to choose. You see, they have ulterior motive. Because for Biafra to be restored, all options must be on the table. We must defend ourselves. We must do everything humanly possible. We must do the political aspect of it. Politics is the best option to restore a nation that is like Biafra. And you can't limit people. Now that is where they got it wrong. There are organizations that predate the Human Rights Initiative. There are organizations like Ekwenche and a number of them who have been doing marvelous work on the ground, and without whom the Human Rights Initiative wouldn't even have any place to stand. And they have not just come out to do what they believe in. They have come out to do a dirty job. And with the intention, with intent to destroy the work of other Biafra organizations. And so these people cannot be allowed to sleep. It is about time the indigenous people of Biafra begin to write petition to all the organizations, to calls, to United Nations, where these people are making applications that they are representing indigenous people of Biafra. They are not representing indigenous people of Biafra, they are representing their members. And it's as simple as that. That lie cannot be allowed to stand. if anybody doesn't want to say the truth, it's up to that person. Next. Believe non-white initiative with the method of operation is an obstacle to Biafra restoration. There is no going back on that. If anybody wants to hear, let that person hear. If they don't want, let them not hear. The point remains that the International Court of Justice cannot entertain the Biafra non-white initiative and her council of elders and all those who believe in them, in their legal method. It can never happen. And the case has just fallen. The case is dead at the outset. It cannot go anywhere. They will find a way to wriggle out of whatever they are saying, but it cannot happen. Biafra has gone beyond the level of organizing seminars and symposiums. What we need is solution. Solution to Biafra problem is freedom fighting. No matter what it takes. Now, the human rights is the place that they are representing in the people of Biafra. Thousands of Biafrans have been massacred in northern part of Nigeria. Some of them have been sent back as refugees from Lagos. Boko Haram has killed a number of Biafrans and maimed many. There is only about victims are still there and their families. The question is, all these things, since they are happening under the watch of the Human Rights Initiative, how many cases have the Human Rights Initiative successfully prosecuted in Nigeria's court, if they prefer Nigeria's court? How many victims of all these, how many Biafrans have they secured justice for? The answer is none. So what are they doing? But when you raise your voice to defend the defenseless, they say that you are waging war against Nigerian government, that you are inciting people. What do they want? What do they want, for God's sake? You don't want to move forward. You don't want to also give way. You constitute an obstacle. You make yourself an obstacle to the Biafra restoration. Then you become an enemy. It's as simple as that. So what I am trying to say in essence is this. One, the Human Rights Initiative does not represent indigenous people of Biafra as they claim. That is the first lie they have started with. And it is fundamentally antithetical. It is against laid down ethics of any human rights organization. They have got it wrong. They are violating the foundation upon which they have been founded, and nobody can trust them. It is as simple as that. Indigenous people of Biafra did not give them any mandate to represent them in court. It's as simple as that. It was just a paper drafted by the lawyers of the Human Rights Initiative and then given to the Council of Elders to append their signatures. Where is the consultation? How many people did they consult before getting that legitimacy? The legitimacy is not there. Now, when you compare this to what happened on 30th of May 2014 in over 80 countries, Biafrans all over the world came out and they were in support of what happened in Biafra. The Biafra veterans, the people that survived the war, the people that were at the forefront of the war, they came. They physically handed over the baton to the younger generation. And that baton was received honorably by no other but Nnamdi Kanu, who is at the moment receiving the heat with the advanced team of the indigenous people of Biafra. That was an open ceremony witnessed by everybody. If the Biafra veterans thought otherwise, they wouldn't have done what they did. And on that basis, I will rest my case, but the indigenous people of Biafra must not sleep, because we have we have a problem, and that problem must be solved. And that problem are those from within their family who are siding with the oppressor to destroy what we are doing. And some people have threatened that they will be moving down the Kano. And we have a message for them. Even if Nnamdi Kanu is not on the scene, what is behind Nnamdi Kanu is bigger than Nnamdi Kanu himself. So there is no threatening, there is no reason to be afraid of anything. Because we stand on the truth, and we espouse that truth, and we are living that truth. And the world is our witness. And God, above all, is with us. Thank you very much.
Uche, thank you very much. Before you go, I want to ask you a question. There was something I said before which I wanted to corroborate. If they come on air, I want them to also use their mouth to be able to defend or say, do you recall the meeting we went to a Bannister House? Yourself, myself, Dr. Gemba Marachi, and Barrister Emeka Emekesiri.
Yes.
Do you remember?
Yes, I do, yes.
Do you remember the reason why I called for that very meeting? Because that day, Bilier was meeting. Can you recall the reason why I insisted that that meeting hold?
Yes.
If you can't, remember, I'll refresh your memory so you can confirm yes or no.
Yes, the meeting was partly to make consultation on those elders we need to consult for them to give us advice on what we are going to do. And secondly, there was the issue of Richard Sokocha's involvement in the struggle. The Bilier office in Owerri, contrary to...
No, you've answered it. What did Barrister Emeka say when we went into that meeting, and what was my response? Because the world is listening. We have to state this for record purposes. What did Barrister Emeka say when I got into the room, when we were all assembled discussing it? And what was my response when I asked him, why are you not honoring what the agreement that we went into? Why are you not honoring it? What did he say? What did he say in respect of Richard Sokocha, please?
Yes, he said that we need to bring in Richard Sokocha, that he is a good man, that he is doing a good job. He suggested that we involve him in the struggle.
What did I say?
You said that it cannot happen, that it is over your dead body.
Thank you very much. I rest my case. We are whiter than white and whiter than snow itself. We are incorruptible. This is Radio Biafra. If you want to listen to lies, you go to NTA and go and listen to rubbish. Here we speak the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Because not man, but Chukwu Abiama determined that we should come. Chukwu Abiama asked us to come and do this very work for him. Not even for Biafrans. To do it for the kingdom of heaven, which we are trying to replicate here on earth. We are irreplaceable. Very, very clear to our people so they understand. Lying to yourselves and misbehaving, you don't do it here. You can't try that rubbish here. If you're a liar, go somewhere else, not here. Not on this platform. Ask those of them that lied to us what we did to them. Regardless of how close you are to me. Once you lie, you are off. A poor, nothing will happen. Gossip is 4 days and it will die down. Nothing will happen.
Hello?
The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Director, my name is Onyahala Fortunatus.
Fortunatus, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Ghana.
Fortunatus, from where?
Biafra land.
Izombe. Ndioma. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Director, I want you to not to be upset, but I'm not happy with the barrister for him to say people with such magnitude of lie that they are brothers. And barrister refused to reiterate what I have heard him say when barrister Emeka Duff, MK3, was making a case of looking for his state, immigration information. He told us, when he finishes, if I'm correct, wrong, if you correct me, that he himself will come and do his own. Equally, he's trying to defend that. That was when they defected on the wrong side. So, but I was surprised for him to tell me today he cannot join issues or try to criticize them. If he fails to criticize what is wrong, does it mean what they are doing is right? You should have come on air like the question you asked. Now, he was in the meeting. What you are saying, what, can't he come and collaborate what you are saying? Is it that meeting the head, the senator should be part of it, and you refuse? He should have said yes, but that was what happened.
No, barrister wasn't at that meeting. Those present are okay. Barrister Emeka, MK3, Uche Mefa was there, okay. Wada Manajo Opara, Dr. Egemba, and myself. The meeting we held, what barrister did not, of course he knows, we had a meeting at barrister's house. People must listen very carefully. You know, I remember everything, you see. When you're dealing with liars, you need to remember everything happened. We went to barrister's house. I think I came back from the USA or something. I can't remember where I went. I came back. Barrister called a meeting, and in his usual way, only barrister can. He cooked for us, as usual. That is what he does when we go to his house for a meeting. Barrister arranged all the table and said to me that I should come and sit here. He said to me, "Director, come and sit here. You are our leader. You are the one we are following inside the barrister's sitting room." As soon as barrister did that and I sat down, Emeka Duff, MK3, got up and said that he is no longer a member of the editorial board of Radio Biafra. That he's just there as an advisor. Ask Barrister Mamezu, am I lying or not? Uche Mefa was at that meeting. Stephen Epa was at that very meeting. Ekemba was at the meeting. I was there. Barrister was there. I can't remember if Amachi was there or not. Anytime I tell people something, I have witnesses. I don't believe in side talk. You said this, they said that. I will name witnesses. Once barrister said, you are our leader, come and sit on this high table, it is for you. Nobody should sit close to you. It did not last up to 10 minutes. Emeka Duff rose up and said that he is no longer a member of the editorial board of Radio Biafra in material breach of the agreement we entered into. That he is and must be a member of the editorial board. I have the agreement paper. You know, black people, I said to them before this COG, you cannot do what Europeans are doing. Europeans sign an agreement and they stick to it. You have black people, they sign agreement, they don't know the meaning of agreement. They can't keep it. Ask him if that's not what happened. He breached, as a lawyer, he breached every clause in the agreement we entered into. What is that agreement? To stop a Semoku, to stop any problem from occurring in the future. If you do this thing, you must tell us. We do. We tell you. Can you please go and ask them? How many times did I call you? Please go ahead, my dear brother. Go ahead.
Yeah, director, you see, I want to take some time and speak a little, I know, because I started listening to this radio for a long time, since last year, when it was 1 hour a day. I could remember the first time that radio, Biafra National Anthem, I heard it on that radio, Biafra, was the day Ikedife came to make an announcement to the whole world. You see, this radio station, I was trying to reach the number they sent. This radio station is trying to pour our passion on. It's the same radio station he came to make an announcement to the whole world. Some of the people talking on Radio Biafra, some of them I knew, they may not know it. It is this radio station that Emeka Duff, MK3, will come and give us the extent of what happened in the lockout. Most people may not know. I was in court 2 times. I saw Emeka Duff 2 times, April 30th and June 25th, 2013. I could remember the meeting. So, but after the court case, one day I was furious, that was the last case, because the Nigerian barrister was having to say, our barrister, Emeka Duff. I was angry. But that's the side, by the way. After one of the, either 25th June, when we finished and we have staying outside, then we actually come to address us. Before the chairman of the Council of Elders then came to meet us with other royal fathers, one woman came up to tell us what the church is doing against the organization, against the court case, against indigenous, against the Gafas. But one of the council commissioners, the commissioner on Igbo affairs, was there. Who happens to tell the elder Osogbo that he was his youth president when he was the chairman of Okadeze and started trying to maybe argue in favor of the governor? You see, now I come to understand the trick. The same man that went to join NPC, which leader and a who told us, and Emeka has never won the coordinator game and see, this is what happened. This was why I left. What is the other woman? I called him sometimes to say, what happened? What happened? None of them, even they came back, none of them has fought to say, look at what happened. But now they decide to join to go and form another radio station sponsored by Nigerian government. You see, one thing is clear. That our 30th May remembrance of our people has shown the foundation of the country called Nigeria. And they have run quickly to give their money to start their own radio station. If not, why call it foreign as fashion? If you want to continue your own thing, going to court, going to ICJ, you continue. That is your own calling of Biafra. Why calling as fashion on your own brother who has said that this is so how he's going to do it? And I remember, this way you are preaching now is the way you have been preaching. Men, that if I came to make an announcement, when a record of the was coming to report, it's the same way you are preaching. Now they are saying you are being violent, but that has been systemic. We come in peace, but you should refrain peace. We have no option than to agree to what you have given to us. But Barrister, I'm sorry for taking much of the time. But Director, I'm sorry for taking much of the time, but I appreciate all you are doing. Do not be afraid. Enemies will come, but we will defeat.
All of
just
them.
Like you say, it's God that sent you, and not man. I wish you all the best. Greetings to all the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much, my dear brother. Thank you for calling. And we have another caller on Skype. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, this is Radio Biafra.
Director, are you...
I'm talking to you. Yes, very clearly. Please go ahead. Your name and where you are.
That's very good. This is Martin Chilover from Austin, Texas. And by the grace of God, I'm the coordinator for Indigenous People of Biafra here in Austin, Texas.
Thank you very much.
Director, you're very welcome. I want to thank you for all the sacrifice that you are making. I can't even begin to express my gratitude. Not just to you, but the team that you're working with there. You know, things happen. This Bilia thing is really, it's been dragging on for so long. You see, there's something about some of us, and it really worries me that a lot of us, we seem to have lacked the mental capacity to think.
Reason.
Because.
Reason.
We've lost the sense to reason. We can't even reason anymore. You know, it's like we are brain dead. Because I cannot fathom the reason why any decent, mentally capable human being can go to a court in Nigeria trying to get Nigeria to overrule itself. In other words, to render a verdict against itself. A Nigeria that you know is really not democratic. Nigeria that has expired. And Nigeria that doesn't even give a damn about the indigenous people of Biafra. Let's face it, that's the reality. Can you imagine what the case would have been if United States had gone to court with England in this country asking for independence? In other words, pleading with England to please allow us to go freely. In other words, expecting a verdict to be rendered against the British government by a judge, that is paid by the British government. Can you imagine?
Nonsense.
That's unfathomable. It would have constituted an absolute nonsense. But these people are the intellectual midgets that we have, because that's what I call them. people with the, that lack in every aspect the mental capacity for critical thought. You go to court and expect Nigeria to do what? If they are really serious about helping the indigenous people of Biafra, well, the time has come. Let them go to Abuja and now make it clear to Nigeria that we want Onwuka back. Because there's Onwuka, Abuja is not his, it's a completely different country. Onwuka is not from Nigeria.
And there are law courts in Enugu. Why don't they try him in an Enugu law court? Why take him to Abuja?
He was taken to Abuja in a foreign country to be tried by somebody with whom he has absolutely nothing in common. People he shares nothing in common, people that even hate the God that created him. And we think we are all one Nigeria, or whatever crap they call it. This is really, it's getting too old. It's getting too old. But before I comment on the revolution that is at hand, Director, I just want to use this opportunity to let people know around here in Austin and the surrounding cities that we're having the indigenous people of Biafra around Austin here, including Leander, Round Rock, Flugerville, Horo, Cedar Park. We are having a meeting on the 19th. That will be a Thursday, this coming 19th. It will be on Cameron Road. Okay? Anybody that wants to attend, in fact, I implore everybody, I beg for everybody to attend. It doesn't matter whether you agree with what we're doing or not. Come there and let us hear you out. Even if you disagree, in fact, we'll make your voice a priority if you disagree on what we're doing. We'll make it a priority to make sure that your own voice is heard so that we can reason together. So if anybody has any question, the person can call me anytime, 512-775-7397, or the person can also call Dr. Clement Okoro, 512-825-5300 for directions. It's going to be on Cameron Road at the Austin Asian American Resources Center. Director, let me comment just a little bit because as I was listening to yesterday's broadcast, as you always do, you made my day by reminding people that what we are headed for here is not just to get Biafra and then get back to business as usual. No, we are heading towards a revolution. People need to understand that there's a difference between simply asking for something and embarking on a revolution. That's what we are doing. So all these Bilier, as Uchemefo correctly pointed out, if Bilier people constitute an obstacle, because our quest is righteous. God knows it. We're not trying to invade anybody. We're not trying to take anything that belongs to anybody. All we're asking is for us to be left alone so that we may govern ourselves just like we used to once upon a time. We've never invaded anyone. We've never forced anything on anyone. We've never even ruled anyone. All we are asking is to be left alone. If Bilier people had any brains, they ought to pick up some books and read on revolutions. They should know that Gandhi didn't go to court with Britain asking for them to be left alone. No, they defied the authority of the British in every way they could to gain their independence and freedom. That's what they did. You don't conform to the people, to the same entity that persecutes you, enslaves you, demonizes you, so that you get your independence. No, you don't play the same game. Quite the opposite. You oppose everything that they stand for. That's how you get your freedom.
Did Martin Luther King go to court to win equal rights for American black people?
Of course not, Director.
Did Mandela go to court to win freedom for his people?
Of course not.
Did George Washington go to court to free the United States of America from the clutches of iniquity of the British?
Of the satanic Britain, of course not.
Did the Republic of Ireland go to court? Did Republic of Ireland go to court to be free from the British?
They picked up guns and blew the British out of here.
My dear God, these men are not learned. They are not educated people. This is one thing I have with our people. they find it difficult to reason. Reason. Use your brain to think. Use your brain. Sometimes I keep quiet because I'm thinking that our people must be able to reason like human beings. You must ask questions. All the great countries of the world that became free, which of them went to court? The greatest country in the world today is the United States of America. America won their freedom from Britain. The same Britain, America won their freedom from them. So you don't know that America fought a war with Britain, which America won. America beat Britain in a war. Today, America and Britain are one. When I criticize Britain, they shout and shout. When we get Biafra, we and Britain will have strong diplomatic ties. Because English common law is exactly the same thing you have in Biafra land. There is no difference. The same way, we even share some similarities in names. They have black man, they have white man. In our place, we have Ngo culture, Ngo Koji. These are names that have existed from the dawn of time. Am I not correct? English common law and Biafran common law is the same. The only difference is that in Britain you have a monarchy. Where we come from, we are Republicans. Americans went to war and killed British people to be free. This America you're keen for their visa, doing visa lottery, praying that American woman will marry you, praying that American man will marry you. And that same America fought for their freedom from Britain. They went to war. Please, we studied before coming to the... We just didn't wake up in the morning and start talking about Biafra. 18 solid years studying. That is why they are afraid to call. That is why they are afraid. We can give them another number if they wish to call. And we destroy them on the air. They are not educated people. They went to school to go, I told this moron, do you want us to win this case in the court of law? He said yes. I said, go to court, file a case. Go to court and ask a judge, do Biafrans have the right to fight for their freedom based on what the UN wrote on the charter for indigenous people? Simple question, yes or no answer. The court will rule on it within a year. Once they rule on it, we have every legitimate right to go on rampage. They went and started talking rubbish. We are asking for abandoned property. You have to rule to give us our freedom. Awkward nonsense. Sometimes, that is the only time I disobeyed my father, not to read law. But maybe, who knows, if I had read law, what would have become of me? Maybe I would have become a criminal, trying to deceive people. But Chukwuebe is ever faithful and very kind. Very, very faithful and kind. Very faithful. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, Director. Good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother.
Yes, this is Jackson Nehong from Dallas, Texas.
Jackson from Dallas, Texas. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. I just use this opportunity to thank you and pray for you guys over there. You know how Igbo people are. You don't need to worry about Igbo people. Just continue doing the work of God that God has sent you to do. And using this opportunity to let the Dallas people that's been quiet, that doesn't want to say nothing, they are just here looking to see if Biafra will come. But they forgot that we already have Biafra. We are having a meeting next Sunday, 5 o'clock, at my place, which I'm giving the Biafra office here in Dallas, Texas. I'm donating my place as an office for Biafrans.
Wonderful. In Dallas, Texas. That is wonderful. So
I will give my number out. You guys have my number. I will still repeat it now. My telephone number. Any person that wants to come to the meeting is free to come. My telephone number is 817-891-2676. I repeat, 817-891-2676. The meeting is at 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock. Dot. not 5:15, not 5:01, it's 5 o'clock. This is not African time. This is military time, 5 o'clock. Even if it's two people or three people that is ready for Biafra, that knows that he is in this land suffering, doing minimal jobs, taking all kind of bullshit, that person, if they want to change their life, they need to come to this meeting and they need to belong to this group. I've been going around telling people here in Dallas area. I'm getting some information why they don't want to show up and why they don't want to, you know, to participate because of one thing or the other. I will call you on your private line, then I will discuss something with you.
No problem.
Yes. Again, let me repeat it. I'm giving Biafra office here in my complex. It's going to be the office for Biafrans, free of charge. I will not charge anything for this office.
Wonderful.
I have the computer. I have all the documents they need to move on.
Thank you very much.
Again, yes. So we are having a meeting, the first meeting in Dallas, next Sunday, 5 p.m. in my complex. Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, and Director,
yes.
Let me tell you again, God is behind you. God is your protection. God is your armor. Okay? Nothing is going to happen to you or happen to anybody in the studio. Whatever somebody said today, the woman is more gossiper than the women. It's true. Do not listen to those side talks. And remember that Satan is still at work. Remember that Satan is still at work. Do not relent. And this is your word. We are not going to relent. You are the model of the model that God sent. Okay? You are more than what the God sent. People don't know that. The issue of Waziriki and the issue of our brother, that God, brother, which I don't think is our brother, Benjamin, or Woka, if it's our brother, you need to, you know, recognize what you are doing. Okay? If he claims that he's learned, the way he's saying he's learned and he's a barrister, why is he going there to, you know, make fool of himself, that he's going to make an announcement? Why you are, and you are there in Enugu, he knows very well that you guys are there in Enugu doing a good job, doing what God wants you to do. Okay? So I don't feel sorry for him. I do not feel sorry for him. But yeah, we can forgive him if he realize, you know, what he did is wrong and his group. Okay? If you just want to help him to get out, fine. If he's not, may him, any person that wake up, say he will not follow, you know, the footstep of what you guys are doing. If anything happens to not that person, I do not care. Meet my own brother. Yeah, if you guys want to help him, fine. If you don't want, let him go over there. Let him kill him. Because you guys did that. Look at the monument. Did he contribute anything to the monument? He didn't see the monument when you guys are building the monument today, man, in the Enugu. Why did he go there and fool himself? He went over there and fooled himself. If the few people will kill him, let them kill him. Then the other ones will learn from, you know, from him. Other ones will see that what he did is wrong.
Yes.
Yes, my director.
You are very, very kind. I'm so excited about the office you're giving us. That means that we now have an office in Spain. We now have an office in the United States of America, in Texas, Dallas, to be very, very precise. I am overjoyed. We can now go into full-time lobbying in the USA and full-time lobbying also in Spain. We want the same thing to happen in Canada. We want it to happen in the United Kingdom. We want it to happen in Switzerland. We want it to happen in Ireland, in Italy, in France, in Norway,
yes,
in Sweden, in Denmark. We want this thing,
yes,
to happen in China. We want to have an,
yes,
office in Israel. We need an office,
yes,
in South Africa. We need an office in Japan. We need an office,
yes,
in Thailand. We need an office in Australia.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
I'm the director. I have a very good man here with me, and he's a pastor. He's Pastor Moji, and he's a Biafran. He's a Biafran by birth, and he's a Biafran all the way. He wants to say hello to you.
Put him on the phone, please.
Hello, director.
Yes, my dear brother, please go ahead. The world is listening, but we want to know your name and where you come from. Please, go ahead.
Okay, my name is Reverend Amechi. I'm from Mbitolu, Imo State.
Mbitolu, thank you very much. Mbitolu, very close to Ikeduru. Go ahead.
Mbitolu, yeah, my town is Asala Mbitolu, Imo State.
Thank you. Go ahead.
So, we thank God for what you people are doing. I know that when God wanna do a meeting, there is division of labor. We are in the spiritual aspect, and you people are doing the communication and other things involved in achieving and fulfilling our goal, our vision of bringing Biafra to reality, so that it will be self-ruled, and that Biafra will continually be a land that is blessed. Another Israel in this world is a noble goal and is a spiritual vision, and God, I believe, to provide and make available the vision, the provision for this vision. So we keep you people up in prayer. And for the work here, we are laying a foundation to support you people. My brother Jackson, for what he is also doing here in Dallas. And I assure you that we are giving him all the necessary support, okay?
Thank you very much. Please give him all the support in the world. He is a good Biafran. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you. Thank you very, very much.
Okay, Ndewo.
Ndewo, thank you very, very much. We have another caller on Skype. I am overjoyed. Who can do this before? Can you tell me a group of people before that can get together and organize themselves all over the world, that people are donating their offices? The same thing that Darlington Imo did, and gave us a studio in London in perpetuity. And they say we don't love ourselves. Who said so? We don't love criminals, that is all. But we love ourselves. We have a caller on Skype, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director Nandu, my name is Kelecho Foleta. I'm calling you from New Zealand.
Thank you very much, Kelecho Foleta of Biafra Galaxy, who is one of us making sure that this very message of the restoration of Biafra is being spread every blessed day without fail or hesitation. We salute the work you do for your country. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much. Director, I'm actually calling regarding the press release that Dr. Ikedife, Bilie and APC put online. because this, you know, I've been following this for quite a long time now. You know, people might be thinking that they are actually talking about restoring Biafra. No. From all that I have, you know, all the analysis that I've done since the whole issue started, I am trying to, you know, advise indigenous people of Biafra to disregard all these messages that these people are putting out, including the radio that the Okorocha formed for them and things like that. All I can see is that they are trying to struggle for who will lead. It's not about who will restore Biafra. No. They are doing exactly the same thing Owazurike has done for 14 and a half years. With Barrister Emeka Isiri, he is actually not happy because of the fact that Barrister Imam Mezi addressed you as our leader, simply because he wanted to lead. He has kept us in the court because he is getting money from it. That's all. He wanted to be siphoning the money from indigenous people of Biafra through the court. Because he knows, he's a barrister. He's an experienced barrister. He knows very well that there will be no way Biafra will be restored through law court, especially in Nigeria. He knows that. But he knows that if he will keep us in the court, people will be contributing money and we will be giving the money to him and he will be using the money to enrich himself. So, you know, what I'm trying to say is that personally, if Bilier have not removed my name from their member list, they should do so right now because I'm making it public that I am no longer a member of Bilier. I've been a member of Bilier through Radio Biafra, but as at this moment, I am removing myself and my family from the Bilier membership. They should take note of this. That said, another thing that I'm actually trying to say today is that we should not take these people very lightly. They have, you know, they have the interest of destabilizing what we're doing. And if we give them chance, the Biafra that we will get is actually going to be unstable. Because if you look at when Israel was fighting for their own freedom, they did one thing and they did it very well. If you are among the people that we're negotiating for peace, and they see that the peace that you're negotiating will actually destabilize what they were doing, they will kill you. It doesn't matter. So what am I trying to say? We should be careful. Wazrikeo, Bilio, and all the rest of them that are trying to negotiate for peace between us and Nigerian government, they are all our enemies. We should take count of all these people. If we don't, we will get a Biafra that will end up like the current Iraq now, that ISIL has taken over, the current Libya that is still unstable. We want Biafra that we will restore and restore once and for all, just like Israel. And what am I trying to say? Anybody that is against us is our enemy. It doesn't matter whether they are preaching peace or not. No. As far as you are not saying what we are saying, you are against us. And on that note, that I know, I don't have to go into explain what I mean. I think you understand what I mean.
Of course.
So on that note, I will say thank you so much for what you're doing and keep it up. God bless you.
Thank you. And you keep up what you are doing as well. Our march is relentless. This idiot's talking. I love it. It makes me perform at my optimum. I love it. All the distract people talking rubbish, I enjoy it, believe you me. I do. I thrive on it. Because the more they make noise about us, the more they attract people to us. People want to know, but who is this Nnamdi Kanu they're talking about? They come, they listen to Radio Biafra, and they stay with us. So it's actually a good thing. Every publicity is good publicity, believe you me. That's what I was taught at university. So don't worry yourself at all. We are not going to be derailed. We have not failed before. We are not going to start now. We are the only people, the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, that the baton of leadership was handed over to us by the high command of the Biafra army. Maybe people didn't know this. We have their flag to prove it. They handed us the command of this very struggle in a public ceremony on the 30th of May 2014. The high command of the Biafran army. They marched for us. They handed over the baton of leadership to us before the whole world. You see, when we do things here, we do it properly. We can't come out and be saying we are speaking for all Biafrans. You need to derive legitimacy, authority from somewhere. Ojukwu is no longer alive to give us that authority. But the high command of Biafra did. They did. The very high command of the Biafran army did. Our veterans did. They did a march for us, a march pass for us, and they gave us the baton to go into battle on behalf of them and complete what they couldn't finish between 67 and 70. You see, that is why even the gods are with us, but above all, Chukwu Abiama Ekekero was with us. He determined that we should come, not man. All these people scavenging all over the place. They don't understand Biafra, that Biafra is a spirit. Abara Kobo, Abara. Heavy one. Those that play with it do so at their peril. I remind them I told you something, that the vultures will eat the flesh of the vagabond from Okwe. Go and write it down somewhere, please. I love my country. The editorial board of Radio Biafra, I can vouch for love their country. All the principal heads of all the departments of state of Biafra, we love our country and we must serve her with all that we possess as human beings. That is why this very beloved land called Biafra that we are fanatical about happened to also be our religion. The only way I can worship Chukwu Abiama in truth and honesty is through Biafra. We have been through a worship today. Where truth is spoken, no lies. On Radio Biafra, we don't lie. On this very radio station is where we worship. Because Chukwu Abiama, Chukwu Okike Ekekerowa is our God. He will guide, protect and nurture each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, this same God will bless Biafra. Thank you very much and good night from the blessed capital of Biafra land, Enugu. Join us again in the morning, 7 a.m.